Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show. Now here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Hastings College basketball today on 1230 KHAS. The Broncos at home today as they get set to take on the Lancers out of Mount Marty. Women's game is up first as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstadter. And coach, once again, fighting for position in the conference in another tough ball game here today.
Yeah, you know, this is obviously a big one for us. It's always good to be at home, but it's also a challenge, as we know. Mount Marty's a really good team, and they got us pretty good up there, and so we've got a challenge ahead of us, and I think our kids are looking forward to it.
That's the team that took a smart up there, winning pretty easily in Yankton a couple of weeks ago. What do we do differently today?
Well, I think we need to guard them a little bit differently. Again, very similar to maybe the Northwestern game that we played in earlier in the season, and then we really changed how we guarded them the second time around. Hopefully we can make some defensive adjustments that will help us slow them down a little bit better and keep those two guards that they have a little bit more under control. So we've made some adjustments defensively, and today it'll just be important to really execute those things.
Yeah, they didn't shoot a lot of threes the first time around, did a lot of the damage right around the basket.
Yeah, you know, they run the dribble drive offense, and it really challenges your ball defenders to really get down and guard and work good angles and keep their guards out of the lane. And then they also do a great job of dump passing into their post players and utilizing them in situations where we've had to help off of their posts. And it obviously sets them up for good offensive rebounding situations and putbacks and things like that. And so, we're just going to have to really work hard today on the defensive end of the floor and keep them out of the lane. And we may extend that pressure into the backcourt a little bit more today than we maybe have been here in the last couple of weeks.
67-40 was your win over Nebraska Wesleyan on Wednesday. Started off kind of slow, but I think it's a game that you got better as the game wore on.
Yeah, you know, I think it was early on, you know, we had several open shots that we just didn't knock down. That's kind of how the whole first half went. We didn't shoot the ball particularly well in the first half. And you know, we held them to, I think, 14 or so points in the first half. And that wasn't necessarily just due to our defense. I didn't think they shot the ball particularly well either. Defensively in the first half, we were a little sluggish. And then offensively, our shots didn't go. So in the second half, we kind of picked it up and things started to fall in place a little bit. We knocked down some shots and got things going and created some turnovers and some quick transition points. And then we found ourselves up 20 real quick. So it was a slow first half. But overall, you know, we played a lot of kids. And I thought there were several kids that came off the bench who did a really good job. So overall, it was a good day.
You hold them to 40 points, whether they didn't shoot the ball very well. You guys are playing a pretty good defense, but that's a pretty good effort.
Yeah, I think it was a combination of both. Like I said, early in the first half, it was more of they were just missing some shots. And then, you know, I think throughout the game, as the game kind of wore on, we got better defensively and picked some things up. You know, when you change your strategy back and forth, depending on who you're playing, sometimes, you know, that carries over a little bit more than you want it to into the next game. And so we kind of had to get some things adjusted there. Once we kind of figured those things out, we were a lot better on defense.
Cambie Bruckman leads the way for you for 17 points, but a lot of people, like I said, got into the ball game and got some good efforts off of the bench.
Yeah, you know, Taz Urich hit a couple big shots, and we just had a lot of kids play some minutes. Sierra Williamson played pretty well, I thought. Frankie Peterson did a great job on the boards, and some of the younger guards, Abby Jackson and Hallie Bauer, did a pretty good job coming off the bench. So some probably well-needed rest for Brittany Wong and Chelsea Morton and some of those kids, and then some good quality minutes for some of our younger kids.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Mount Marty as our pregame show continues after this.
We're Shelter Insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents.
And we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Carrie Hofstetter. It's Hastings and Mount Marty this afternoon. Coach, is a team that is 16-10 overall. They're 10-7 in the conference, right above you in the conference standing. So, like you said earlier, it's nice to come back home and challenge a team that you guys are fighting for position with.
Absolutely. We're right there together in the GPAC race, and they're a really good team. Offensively, they can really score it, get to the rim, and they have a couple of really, really dynamic, talented guards. And then, they have two or three post players that are just really strong and kind of understand their role and get shots just off of a lot of junk sometimes. But so they're fairly deep and talented. And then defensively, they just play physical, and they play pretty just solid. They don't gamble too much, but they keep you out of the lane, and they're really physical in the post. And so overall, just a really, talented physical team, and it's gonna take a lot of effort on our part to match them today.
You talked about maybe changing defensive strategy a little bit today. What are we going to do differently on defense?
Well, I think that in the first game, we didn't use a ton of full court pressure except for at the end of the game when we needed to, and it was actually really effective. And so we were trying to pressure more, from half court and really extend all the way out into the half court and deny some things and really try to put pressure on their guards before the catch and then on the catch and after the catch. And it got us out of position quite a bit. And so today we're going to maybe extend the pressure in the backcourt. And then once we get to half court, kind of play a little bit more conservative and try to keep those guards out of the lane a little bit more. They're either going to shoot an open three or they're going to get to the rim. There's not a whole lot of mid-range game going on. And so we're going to try to force them to take some shots that maybe they're not comfortable with or that they'd rather not take.
Taylor Forsh is one of the girls on the outside, number one in the conference in three-pointers made. So I'm sure the eyes defensively will be on here today.
Absolutely. She gets her shot off really quick. And if you turn your head to find the ball, there's a lot of times it's coming at her and she catches and gets it off and is a really good shooter. She's shooting, I think, 46% from the three-point line. So, she makes a lot of them. And so our strategy with her will be not to let her get them off make sure that if she is getting some shots off that they're well contested and we just got to slow those two guards down for sure.
April Winnie is the other one. She had 24 against us the last time.
Yeah, and again, that was that that different strategy from us of trying to pressure her all the way down the court and being a little tight on her in the half court. So we've got a couple different things we'll try on her and hopefully we can find something that slows her down too.
And then they hold a big rebounding edge against you guys the first time around, too. That created all kinds of problems for us.
Yeah, I thought our effort on the boards wasn't very good in the first game, actually. We didn't play with a lot of energy defensively or on the boards. And so, those are obviously two things that we've really talked a lot about in the last couple of days of just making sure that we're giving lots of effort on the boards and really crashing. They do a good job in transition, so we're going to have to be able to crash really hard, especially offensively, and then get back and make sure that we don't give up easy baskets early in the shot clock.
So with three games left in the regular season, still feel good about the basketball team?
Yeah, the last couple of games, I think we've been a little bit sluggish in some areas, but we've had really good stretches over the course of the last few weeks, and our focus now is to just really finish out these last three games as strong as we can and just keep getting better and get ourselves in the best position we can possibly be in for the conference tournament. And once that starts, you never know what can happen. So we just need to kind of stay focused and keep getting better.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you.
Gary Hofstetter, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Mount Marty today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Carrie Hofstetter pregame show on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Now, stay tuned for the tip-off straight ahead.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to Lynn Farrell Arena, the Osborne Sports Complex here this afternoon. Bronco basketball and 1230 KHAS today. The Lancers out of Mount Marty, Yankton, South Dakota, going to be in town to take on Hastings College in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. Women's game is up first. Hastings College coming in. A record of 14 wins and 13 losses on the season. They are sitting at 9-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Mount Marty coming in a record of 16 wins and 10 losses. They are 10-7 in the conference. So a couple of teams that are battling right now for conference seedings for the conference tournament coming up here in a couple of weeks. As we start today, Morningside is out on top in the conference. A record of 14 wins and 3 losses. Briarcliff and Concordia currently tied for second at 13-4. Then Northwestern in there at 12-5. Mount Marty right now in the number 5 position at 10-7. And you've got Dakota Wesley and the Hastings tied for 6th place right now with a mark of 9 wins and 8 losses. The top 8 teams out of the regular season standings will move on to the GPAC postseason tournament. Like we said, starting here in just a couple of weeks. Action in the GPAC today. We got Morningside playing at Briarcliff. So the top 2 teams in the conference are playing today in Sioux City. Dort is at Concordia. Dakota State's playing a non-conference game with Midland. Dakota Wesleyan is at Nebraska Wesleyan today. Northwestern is at Doan at Mount Marty here against Hastings College. These two teams played earlier this season up in Yankton, and Mount Marty took it to the Broncos, winning by the score of 80-67 in that ball game. But Hastings playing much better down the stretch here. They're coming off of a 67-40 win over Nebraska Wesleyan. Before that, a week ago, we lost to Dort on a Saturday, 73-66. But before that, it was a couple of wins for Hastings, Midland, and upsetting Northwestern. Beat the Red Raiders 76-63 here at home, and also beat Midland at home by a score of 73-56. So Hastings playing a little bit better down the stretch here for Kerry Hofstetter in their first season as the head coach of Hastings College. Mount Marty, on the other hand, they've been through a stretch where they had won 4 games in a row over Midland, Dakota Wesleyan, Nebraska Wesleyan, and Dakota State. Then they dropped a couple of games to Briarcliff and to Northwestern, coming off of a loss to the Red Raiders by the score of 80-54 in Orange City. Mount Marty, very talented bunch here. They've got some of the top guards in the conference in Taylor Forsh and also April Whitney. They both had tremendous ball games against Hastings College the first time around. Taylor Forsh, she's the 6th leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 14.4 points per ball game. She had 19 the last time these two teams played. April Whitney is the other guard. Very talented bunch here for Mount Marty. Whitney scored 24 against Hastings College in that first ball game. She is averaging 13.3 points per ball game. So that's the way the contest shapes up here this afternoon. Hastings College and Mount Marty. We'll take a break and come back and check the starting lineups as we continue with Bronco basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Five Points Bank of Hastings wants to be your banking partner. We offer a wide selection of banking products and other special benefits as well.
For example, members of our Golden Club, 55 and older, receive free checks, discounted bank services, get to attend a free monthly movie event, and participate in hosted travel opportunities as well as our delicious annual holiday luncheon. So make the move. Stop in at any of our 3 banking offices and visit with one of our bankers on how we can be your banking partner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Today is Seniors Day for the Hastings College women's basketball team. So the seniors all being introduced in front of the house here this afternoon. Josie Schopp was the first player to come out on the floor for Hastings College. They've got a couple of other seniors as well. Melissa Thompson, a senior out of Papillion. Schopp is a senior out of Hershey, Nebraska. And then Brittany Wong, a senior from Carmichael, California. So those three seniors being honored here before the start of the ball game. Now Barney and Hastings College getting set to go here this afternoon at Lynn Farrell Arena. As far as basketball is concerned, there's a lot of activity going on in Grand Island today for the Heartland Hoops Classic for high school basketball. Three games have already been completed. They've got to five more yet to go. And the first ball game today was High Plains rolling past Heartland Lutheran by a score of 102-53. That was the first ball game today at the Heartland Event Center. Second contest, it was Sutton knocking off Grand Island Central Catholic by a score of 49-23. And Raymond Central has just defeated Hastings St. Cecilia by the score of 47-44. So that's a third straight loss for the Blue Hawks after they dropped one last night to Grand Island Central Catholic. So the rest of the action is still on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. The next ball game is going to be on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. You will get Grand Island Senior High playing Lincoln Pius X. In fact, that ball game is just now getting started. Donovan Trumbull will take on Archbishop Bergen in a 3:30 ball game. Those two games on the Breeze, and then we'll wrap things up with Kearney Catholic and Grand Island Northwest at 5:15 on the Breeze. And the two late games tonight will be on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. It'll be Boystown taking on Norfolk Catholic at 7 o'clock. And the big game, Omaha Central, is going to take on the nation's number one ranked team in high school basketball. That's Oak Hill Academy out of Virginia. That's going to be the 9 o'clock ball game tonight in Grand Island. But the winners so far have been High Plains, Sutton, and Raymond Central, as they all pick up wins in the Heartland Hoops Classic in Grand Island. So there's the three seniors being introduced in front of the crowd here. We'll get you the starting lineups now, brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Lancers of Mount Barney, again, they come in here with a mark of 16 wins and 10 losses. They are 10-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They will go with Alexa Berg, a 5'8" senior out of Pierce, South Dakota. Berg is averaging 5.7 points and 2.1 rebounds per game. April Winnie is a 5'7" junior out of Olivet, South Dakota. Winnie is averaging 13.3 points and 3.1 rebounds per game. Again, she scored 24 in the first meeting between these two teams. Taylor Forsh is a 5'7" senior from Bolick, South Dakota. Forsh is averaging 14.4 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. She is number one in the conference in three-pointers made this season and number two in the conference in three-point field goal percentage. Also, Allison DeCam is a 6'1" junior from Castlewood, South Dakota. DeCam is averaging 9 points and 7 rebounds per game. And the other starter is going to be Brittany Little. Little is a 5'10" senior from Castlewood, South Dakota, averaging 10 points and 6.7 rebounds per game. She had 14 points the last time these two teams played up in Yankton. For Hastings College, they're going to go with Cammie Breckman today, a 5'9" junior out of Silver Lake. Breckman is averaging 13 points and 4.9 rebounds per game. The other starter will be Chelsea Morton, a 5'7" freshman out of Holdridge. Morton is averaging 7.4 points and 4.6 rebounds per game. Brittany Wong is a 5'3" senior from Carmichael, California. Wong is averaging 8 points and 2.6 rebounds per game. Melissa Thompson gets a start, a 5'11" senior out of Papillion. Thompson averaging 4.5 points and 4.8 rebounds per game. And Josie Schopp is going to get the start today for Hastings College as Carrie's playing, starting all the three seniors today. Josie Schopp, a 5'9" senior out of Hershey, Nebraska. Schopp on the season averaging 4 points and 1.3 rebounds per ball game. So it's Hastings College and Mount Marty here today. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So Mount Marty going to be dressed in their blue uniforms today, trimmed and lettered in the white. Hastings College dressed in their homestanding white uniforms today, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Hastings College in a fight as they try to battle for position in the Great Plains Athletic Conference standings with three games yet to go. Counting this one today, jumping things up for Mount Marty in the center circle is going to be Allison DeCam. Melissa Thompson hopping in there for Hastings College, and it's going to be Mount Marty controlling the opening tip. Hastings will play man-to-man against the Lancers most of the day here today. April Winnie drives it down the left side of the lane. She goes for the hole. Her shot is up there and in. April Winnie scoring there for Hastings College, rather for Mount Marty to get things started. The horn sounds for some odd reason, but 2-0 is the score. Mount Marty has got the lead over Hastings College to get things started here today. There's Brittany Wong at the wing on the left side. Brittany comes out to the top of the key. Chelsea Borden has got it now. Josie Schomp on the wing back outside to Bruckman. Her three-pointer is put up there and in. Cammy Bruckman continues her hot streak here for Hastings College. Knocked down 20 points against the Lancers the first time. Cammy Bruckman puts the Broncos out on top by a score of 3-2 on a three-pointer from the top of the key for the Broncos. Here's Berg driving inside. Puts it up off of the window and scores. Alexa Berg scoring there for Mount Marty. That's her first field goal. 4-3 is the score now. Hastings College down by 1 point. Here comes Wong back with the basketball. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Her shot no good. And the rebound comes down here to Allison DeCam. DeCam gets it away to April Winnie. As Winnie brings it into the offensive zone here. Right-handed dribble. Attacks now as he drives to the basket. Throws it up there left-handed. Her shot no good. Ball is tipped out. DeCam grabs the ball right in front of the free throw line. Shovels off on the baseline. Down there is Brittany Little. Takes it into the lane. Goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good. She's fouling a play. Nope, traveling call. Traveling call there on Brittany Little as she took her to the hole against Cammy Bruckman. So the first turnover on the Lancers here in the ballgame. Hastings College will come back the other way. Mount Marty out on top here in women's college basketball just underway. 4-3 is the score. Back with the ball for Hastings College is going to be Brittany Wong as she comes into the forecourt now. Mount Marty is in a man-to-man defense. Brittany Wong comes over to Josie Schomp on the wing on the left side. Schomp getting her first start here today on Senior's Day. Comes out to a Brittany Wong at the top of the key. Back to Schomp. Looks at the three. Drives at the baseline. Scoop shot is up there. It's around the rim. Falls up. No good. Rebound comes down to Schomp. Keeps it alive. Outside now to Wong. Wong brings it back to Schomp. Free throw line extended left side. Now to Brittany out here at the points. Brittany Wong on the dribble. Moves it to the right side. Brittany Wong reverses the ball. Chelsea Morton. Now to Cammy Bruckman. Bruckman gets it back out to Wong in 3 point territory. 15 seconds left in the shot clock. Brittany Wong looking to penetrate. Takes it to the free throw line. Down the left side of the lane. Bounce pass goes down low. Morton has got a traveling violation. Traveling violation there on Chelsea Morton. It'll be Mount Marty playing things in here in backcourt. 17:56 to play here in the first half. Mount Marty has got the lead over Hastings College. The score is 4-3. Bringing the ball back is going to be April Winnie. Mount Marty, a team that averages 70.5 points per ball game in offense. They give up just 63 on the defensive end. There's a bounce pass down low, and a shot is up and in. Alexa Berg slicing in from the left corner, getting a nice feed, and puts it up off the window and scores. She's got 4 points in the ballgame. 6-3 the score now. Lancers out on top of Hastings College here today. There's Brittany Wong down to Chelsea Morton. Free throw line extended right side. Out to Josie Schomp at the point. Drives it down the left side of the lane to the goal. A scoop shot is up there. Misses another one. And the rebound comes down here to Allison DeCam. DeCam gets the ball away now to April Winnie. Long pass ahead. Grabbing the ball and shooting in the lane is going to be Brittany Little. And she's hacked on the arm, and a foul is going to be called on Hastings. Personal foul here will go on the Broncos. It's going to go on Melissa Thompson. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number one on the Broncos. And going to the free throw line for Mount Marty is going to be Brittany Little. Little is fifth in the conference in free throw percentage at 75%. Their shot is up there. It's going to be good. Mount Marty is a team number one in the conference in free throw percentage, knocking down 72% of their charity tosses. Here comes Holly Hagee into the ballgame now for Mount Marty. She's a 5'10" sophomore out of Crofton, Nebraska. Second shot is up there and in for Brittany Little. And the Broncos have fallen behind early here. 8-3 is the score. Mount Marty has got the lead. Here comes Hastings with the ball. Brittany Wong has got it now. Brittany, 15-footer, left side of the lane. It's off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down here to April Winnie of the Mount Marty Lancers. Hits it away now to DeCam. Brings it back to Winnie. Down in the corner, there is Hagee. Her shot is up there and in. Holly Hagee knocks down a three ball from the deep in the left corner. Now Carey wants to call a timeout. Broncos called a timeout early. 16 minutes and 52 seconds to play here in the first half. It's Mount Marty 11, Hastings College 3.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. 11-3 is the score. It's the Lancers of Mount Marty out on top here in this one as Hastings College comes back with the basketball. Brittany Wong has got it here. She brings it up the floor. Bounce pass goes over on the right side. Chelsea Morton lobs it inside now to Laurel Zwiener, who's into the ball game. Her first shot is up there, and it just rattles off of the front iron, but she's fouled in the play. Laurel Zwiener will go to the free throw line here for Hastings College. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Mount Marty. Picking up the foul there is going to be Allison DeCam. That's going to be her first team foul. Number one on the Lancers. So Laurel Zwiener to the free throw line. Her shot is up there and the shot is good. Zwiener hitting 70% of her foul shots on the season. She's now 42 out of 59 from the free throw line. At 11 points the last time these two teams played up in Yankton. There's the second shot. It's up there and in. So the score is now 11-5. Hastings College trailing here in the basketball game. There comes April Winnie back with the ball now for the Lancers of Mount Marty. Winnie drives it down the right side of the lane, stops on here on the baseline, kicks her back out here to Little at the top of the key, throws it down to DeCam. DeCam trying to penetrate inside, can't do it. Comes to Hagee, outside down to April Winnie, drives the ball against Bruckman, and she can be fouled in a play as she takes the ball to the hole there, and Bruckman picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be the first foul on Cammy Bruckman, team foul number two on the Broncos. This will be a shooting foul. That's going to send April Winnie to the free throw line for Mount Marty. She's the girl that torched us up in Yankton, had 24 points against Hastings College the first time around. Winnie's free throw is up there. It's good. Winnie is a 72% foul shooter on the season. Knocks down her first free throw. She's averaging 13.3 points per ball game. The score is now 12-5. The Lancers have the lead over Hastings. Here comes a second shot from April Winnie. It's up there and in. So a couple of free throws by Winnie. She's now got 4 points in the ball game, and the Broncos are down by 8 points again at 13-5. We played about 4 minutes here in this basketball game. Chelsea Morton has got the ball out here in three-point territory. Over to Wong on the wing. Bruckman, top of the key. Cammy looks at the three-pointer and sends it back over in the wing on the right side to Wong. Down in the corner to Thompson. Now to Brittany Wong. Holds it there. Back down in the corner to Thompson. Her long-range jumper, a high-arcing shot's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It is loose in the lane. Scramble is on. 2-3 players at the deck. Jump ball is called. Arrow putting in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will maintain control here. They will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 15:51 to play. Here in the first half, it's 13-5. Hastings is trailing here in the ballgame. Melissa Thompson will play things in to Zwiener. Back outside to Bruckman. Her shot is up there and in. Cammy Bruckman knocks down a 17-footer. She's now got 5 points in the basketball game. Here's a long pass down the floor to Brittany Little. Shot is up there and in. Hastings slow on defense getting back. Brittany Little outraces the defense and scores. She's got 4 points in the ballgame. 15-7 to score now. Hastings College is trailing here in the contest. There's a Brittany Wong. Brittany Wong over here on the left side of the lane. Comes out to the top of the key. That's going to be a Chelsea Morton with it. Lobs it inside down to Zwiener. Zwiener spins toward the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. We've got a foul called. So Zwiener will go to the free throw line. Personal foul is going to be called here on Allison DeCam. That's going to be her second foul. And Laurel Zwiener will go to the free throw line here for Hastings College. Zwiener has got 4 points in the basketball game. Actually, she got 2 points in the game, a couple of free throws. She adds one right here. 15-8 is the score. Hastings College is trailing here in the ball game by 7 points. Laurel Zwiener goes back to the free throw line here for the Broncos. Her second shot is up there and in. So Zwiener 4 of 4 from the free throw line here today. And the Broncos are back to within 6 points. 15-9 is the score. Here's Brittany Little with the ball. As he hands it back here. And bringing the ball up is going to be April Winnie. Winnie races the ball into the offensive zone here. Winnie pulls up on the wing on the left side. Now to Holly Hagee. And a traveling violation is called on Hagee. So a traveling violation on Hagee. That's going to be turnover number two on Mount Marty here in the ball game. They average 15 per game. 15-9 is the score. Hastings College off to a slow start here this afternoon. Broncos have hit only two out of their first seven shots from the field. There's Brittany Wong with the ball. Gets it out here at top of the key. That's going to be Breckman with it. Breckman having problems with it. Now picks her back up. Goes to Wong at the top of the circle. Wong sends it back to the right side to Breckman. Lobs it inside to Zwiener. Comes back out on the wing to Wong. Now to the free throw line to Morton. The shot is up and in. Chelsea Morton gets the field goal to go down from the free throw line. That's her first field goal of the contest. 15-11 is the score now. It's a four-point lead for the Lancers. Here's a pass that's going to be deflected at the 10-second line. It's picked up here by Morton. A turnover there on the Lancers. Morton comes back with the basketball. Morton brings it back out here in the three-point territory. The Breckman 4-3. Shot good. Cammie Breckman knocks down a three-pointer. She's got 8 points already here in the first half, and the Broncos back to within one. 15-14 is the score. 14 minutes and 18 seconds to play here in this first half. Here's April Winnie with the basketball. April Winnie working against Morton. Bounce pass goes inside to Sutera. Sutera kicks it back out. A three-pointer thrown up there. No good by Taylor Force. Rebound comes down to Hastings. The Broncos can pull ahead here with a field goal. Here's Brittany Wong. She dribbles left side of the lane. Kicks it out here to Breckman behind the screen from Wong. Gives it away to Brittany out in the corner. Brittany Wong drilling to the ball. Comes out to Thompson at the top of the key. Thompson back to Wong. Left side. Lobs it inside now to Laurel Zwiener. Dribbles in the lane. Hook shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to the Lancers. Holly Heggie with a rebound, sends it over in the far sideline. They get it to April Winnie. Winnie hustles back the other way, trying to drive it. Can't do it against Chelsea Morton. Retreats back out here, now drives it down the right side of the lane. Trying to put her in the air. Winnie goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good because she's hacked on the arm. Chelsea Morton picking up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her first team foul, number three on the Broncos. This will be another shooting foul. April Winnie goes back to the free throw line. Well, the Broncos got to keep the Lancers away from the free throw line. They're number one in the conference, knocking down 72% of their foul shots this year. And here's Winnie going to add another one. She's now 3 out of 3 so far today. The Lancers are 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. Here comes Frankie Peterson into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Melissa Thompson. 13 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the first half, 16-14. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Winnie, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. There comes Brittany Wong back up the floor. They get it to Cammie Breckman, drives it down to the baseline, stops right there. Comes out to Frankie Peterson. Peterson dribbles the ball to the free throw line, jump pass down low. It's going to be too far. It goes out of bounds. Trying to get the ball down there to Laurel Zwiener, and they throw it away. That's the first turnover on Hastings College here in the ballgame. And Mount Marty will come back the other direction with a two-point lead, 16-14. 13-17 remaining here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex this afternoon. April Winnie has got the ball. Winnie will bring things into the offensive zone here. Drives behind a screen. Now loses control of the ball. Goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. April Winnie turns the ball away. Drove it behind a screen there by Brittany Little out here in 3 point territory. And then lost control of the ball out of bounds. Turnover number 4 on the Lancers here in the ball game. Hastings College comes back the other direction. That's Brittany Wong with it. Top of the key. Bounce pass goes on a high post. That's Zwiener. Zwiener turns around. Hands the ball away to Breckman. Dribbles the ball to the free throw line. Cammie Breckman, right side of the lane now. Bounce pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. Raquel Sutera getting her hands on it there for Mount Marty. Hastings College will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Mount Marty has hit 5 out of their first 7 shots here in the ballgame for 71%. Broncos 4 out of 10 so far. There's Brittany Wong with the ball. Drives it toward the hole. She loses control of the ball. Out of bounds. Wong trying to drive it to the hole. Looked like maybe it was knocked out of her hands, but the officials say no. Brittany loses the ball out of bounds. The second turnover on the Broncos. End of the ball game now is going to be Alexa Berg. She's going to check in here for Holly Heggie. So now Hastings will find some pressure back here in backcourt. Sutera will inbound the ball. She gets it into Brittany Little. Back to Sutera. Sutera dribbles with it. Now gets it into the hands of April Whitty, and she'll bring it into the offensive zone here against Chelsea Morton. Hastings dropping back into man-to-man defense. April Whitty drives it against Morton. Now out in 3 point territory. Alexa Berg has got it. Berg drives it down the right side of the lane, hands it away here. That's Alyssa Wenham who's into the ball game. The Winnie. Bounce pass down low. There's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Little. Ball tapped out. It's picked up by Frankie Peterson. Peterson on the right sideline here for Hastings. The Broncos can pull ahead here with a 3 point field goal. Brittany Wong drives it, stops traveling violation. Wong drove it down the left side of the lane there. Put on the brakes, and a traveling violation is called on Wong. That's the third turnover on Hastings in the ball game. Coming into the contest now is going to be Holly Samuelson for the Broncos. Coming out will be Chelsea Morton. 16-14 to score. Mount Marty has got a two-point lead. April Winnie has got the ball here in backcourt. Winnie will bring things up, loses control of the dribble. Bounce pass comes over here to Sutera. Gets it back to Winnie.
Winnie approaching the midcourt stripe. Now into the offensive zone here. Drives it to the free throw line. Stops right there. Winnie gets it in the hands here of Alyssa Wenham, who's into the ball game. Down to Berg, driving it down the right side of the lane. Bounce pass, going to be deflected. Scramble, picked up here, and then a foul is called. Ball came out to April Winnie, and down she goes. Right at the top of the three-point circle, she was tripped on a play there by Holly Samuelson of Hastings. Samuelson picks up her first personal foul. Winnie is a little slow in getting up. That's only going to be the fourth team foul in the Broncos, so no free throws here. End of the ball game now is going to be Taylor Forsh for Mount Marty. Checking out is going to be Wenham. So Forsh comes into the ball game for Mount Marty. Playing the ball in on the far sideline is going to be Alexa Berg. Gets it in now to Forsh. Forsh brings it back here to Berg. Berg at the top of the key throws it up there. The shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Brittany Little, and a traveling violation is called on Little. Mount Marty, they out-rebounded Hastings the first time around. We were up there in Yankton, had a big edge on the boards, 41-29 over Hastings College. They got a lot of second chances. Mount Marty so far out-rebounding Hastings in this ball game, 6-5, so the Broncos doing a little bit better here in the opening minutes of this contest. There's Holly Samuelson with the ball, gets it out on top. That's going to be Breckman, out of Wong. Just to the left side of the lane, top of the key, that's Peterson. Over on the right side now to Sarah Williamson, who's into the ball game for Laurel Zwiener. Williamson gives it up now to Breckman. 8 seconds on the shot clock as Breckman takes the ball to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouled in a play. Breckman gets the field goal, and she is fouled in a play here, and they count the bucket. Cammy Breckman has now got 10 points in the ball game for Hastings. She'll go to the free throw line to try to tack on one here. Personal foul is going to be called on Alexa Berg. That's going to be her first. Cammy Breckman may have got the benefit there. She gets the field goal to go down, and her shot is up there. It's good, a three-point play. Breckman with 11 points in the ballgame already for Hastings, and the Broncos have the first lead, 17-16. 11 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex this afternoon. Here's April Winnie back with the basketball. Brings it into the offensive zone. Hastings still in a man-to-man defense. Over here on the right side, Taylor Forsh dribbles the ball inside the free throw circle, spins against the Brittany Wong. Good defense. Throws it to the far sideline to Sutera. She takes it down on the baseline. Can't go up with a shot. Gets it away. There's Berg driving through the hole. Her shot blocked. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up. Her shot no good. Rebound Williamson, and a foul is going to be called. Alexa Berg gets an offensive rebound. Misses two shots and picks up a personal foul in about a span of 5 seconds right there. That's the second personal foul on Berg. End of the ball game. Holly Heggie. Here comes Alyssa Wenham back into the ball game now for the Lancers. 10 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings has their first lead, 17-16 over the Lancers of Mount Marty. Here's Brittany Wong with the ball. Brittany Wong gets away, moves on the left side of the lane, comes out to Cammy Breckman, down to Frankie Peterson. Down to Breckman, top of the key, three-pointer. It's off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Mount Marty. That's a Sutera with a rebound. Gets it away to Taylor Forsh. She runs back the other way here for the Lancers. Taylor Forsh has got the basketball for Mount Marty. Comes over here on the wing on the right side to Heggie. Heggie has the ball poked away, and a foul is going to be called. Brittany Wong picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 5 in the Broncos, so no free throws again. It's going to be Mount Marty playing the ball in baseline right side underneath their own basket. Hastings College basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Taylor Forrest with the ball. Here's a pass out on top. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Frankie Peterson. She takes off, drives it, shoots it, and scores it. Frankie Peterson gets the interception and the field goal on the other end. A turnover on Mount Marty. That's their fifth of the ball game. Hastings now with a three-point lead, 19-16 here in the first half. Holly Heggie with the ball, drives it down the left side of the lane. Scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Samuelson for Hastings. Holly Samuelson with the ball, right-handed dribble down the far sideline. Comes to the near side, down to Breckman, drives it toward the hole. Her shot is up there, no good. She's fouling the play. Breckman takes her right to the hole, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Brittany Little of Mount Marty. That's going to be her first. First foul on Little. That's going to be team foul number 5 on Mount Marty here in this first half of play. Hastings College will play things in. They get it into Breckman. Her shot is up there. It's going to be an air ball. No good. It just barely draws iron. Just a little piece of that iron. And the ball is brought down here by Holly Heggie. Heggie brings it into the forecourt now for the Lancers. Heggie hands the ball away. That's Alyssa Wenham. Comes over here to Taylor Forsh. Pops from three. Her shot no good. Rebound comes out to Forsh in three-point territory. Taylor Forsh hangs onto the ball. She takes the shot as they leave her open, and her shot is up and in. Breckman didn't challenge her out there, and Taylor Forsh knocks down a three ball. And now we're tied up at 19 points apiece. A big shot there by Taylor Forsh. She is number 1 in the conference in three-pointers made this year. Knocks down run right there. The tie of this ball game at 19 points apiece. There's Brittany Wong out to Frankie Peterson behind the screen. Peterson sends over here to Bruckman at the elbow, left side of the lane. Bruckman, top of the key, now to Samuelson. Samuelson, bounce pass out to Bruckman, 4-3. Shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. Rebound is going to be Holly Heggie. Heggie grabs it there for the Lancers, and Holly will bring things up for Mount Marty so the Lancers can reclaim the lead here with a field goal. Heggie drives it to the free throw line, gives it up here. Brittany Little, she takes it to the hole. Her shot is up there, no good. She's hacked on the arm. Personal foul here will go on Hastings College. And the personal is going to go on Williamson. That's going to be her first. First foul on Williamson. Team foul number six in the Broncos. This will be a shooting foul. Brittany Little goes to the free throw line here for the Lancers, and her shot is up there. It's in. She's now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line today. Brittany Little, a 5'10" senior from Castlewood, South Dakota. Little on 14 points in the first meeting between these two teams up in Yankton a couple of weeks ago. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's loose. It's grabbed here in the lane by Melissa Thompson. Thompson gets the ball away. Now to Brittany Wong. Into the forecourt to Cammie Bruckman. Back out to Wong. 35 feet away from the basket. It's going to be Wong dribbling with the ball over here. Moves it to the right side of the floor. Now reverses. Goes to Samuelson. Top of the key. Bounce pass comes inside. Sierra Williamson. The shot's going to be wild. No good. Rebound comes down to Sutera. Sutera hands it away to April Whitney. Waist high dribble as she brings it into the offensive zone here. Whitney at the top of the key. Looking, now drives it against Brittany Wong, moves it to the left side, dump pass down low to Heggie, shot is up there, no good, and we got a foul called. And Heggie now goes to the free throw line here for Hastings College, and the personal foul is going to be called on Melissa Thompson. That's going to be her second foul, team foul number 7 on the Broncos. Heggie to the free throw line to shoot 2. She's a 74% foul shooter in the season. And she'll have a couple of shots here. First one is up there, it's going to be no good. She'll get one more. She had 4 points the last time these two teams played. Here's Bruckman coming out of the ball game now. Coming back in is going to be Chelsea Morton. 20-19 is the score. The Lancers out on top by 1 point. Holly Heggie to the free throw line. Eyes the bucket. Shot up there. And the shot rattles off of the right side. No good. And the rebound comes down to Thompson of Hastings. Gets it away to Brittany Wong. Brittany Wong dribbling with it now. Moves it to the right side of the floor. Chelsea Morton down in the corner to Williamson. Down to Wong, comes across the top to Samuelson. Samuelson back to Wong, on the wing on the right side, down in the corner. That's Sierra Williamson, dribbles once, out to Samuelson. Skip pass comes over to Wong, 4-3, shot is up there, it's good. Brittany Wong nails the tray from the near sideline. That's her first field goal of the ball game, and the Broncos now have a two-point lead again. 22-20 is the score, 7:35 to play, and here's the pass that's going to be deflected out of bounds. Right into the hands of Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstetter to our right, as Mount Marty will play things in. Taylor Force coming back into the ball game. Alyssa Wedham will check out here for Mount Marty. Lancers will play it in. And it's going to be Alexa Bird. She's going to key things in here right in front of the Bronco bench. 7:35 to play in the first half, 22-20. Broncos have a two-point lead. Taylor Force down to a Bird. Brings it back to Taylor over here on the wing on the right side. Picked up there by Samuelson. She takes it to the hole. A shot's going to be no good, but it's picked up in the lane. There's a shot taken no good by Sutera. Rebound comes down to Williamson. Williamson gets the ball away to Samuelson, and she runs her back the other way for the Broncos. Now to Brittany Wong. Wong moves it over in the deep wing on the right side to Chelsea Morton. Down in the corner, that's Williamson with the ball. Skip pass comes out on top to Samuelson. Now to Thompson on the left wing. Back out to Wong at the point. Right side, Holly Samuelson has got it. Man-to-man defense here for the Lancers. Thompson down to Wong, left side of the lane. Back out to Morton at the free throw line. Pass deflected right back into the hands of Morton. Traveling violation. We've got a traveling violation on Hastings. That's the fourth turnover on the Broncos here in the ballgame. Hastings still hitting right around 40%. In fact, 41% for the field here in the first half. They're 7 out of 17. Lancers have cooled down. They're at 42% at 6 of 14. 22-20 is the score. Hastings College with a two-point lead over the Lancers of Mount Marty. April Winnie with the ball. Winnie now to Alexa Berg. Drives into the hole. Bounce pass down on the baseline. Shot is up and in. And that's Sutera scoring there. Sutera getting her first field goal of the ball game, and now we're tied up at 22 points apiece here in the first half. Down to 6 minutes and 30 seconds to play. Down in the corner, Sierra Williamson has got it. Now to Brittany Wong. Samuelson at the point. Back to Wong on the wing on the right side. Brittany Wong down in the corner. That's going to be Melissa Thompson. Back up to Wong on the wing. Down in the corner again. There's Williamson. Bounce pass. The rest of Melissa Thompson. A bounce pass comes inside. It's going to be taken away. Intercepted there. The fifth turnover on Hastings. That's going to be April Winnie back with the basketball behind the screen. April Winnie drives it down the left side of the lane, stops and pops, shot good. April Winnie scores after her second field goal. She's got 7 points in the ball game. Hastings calls a timeout. Broncos call a timeout with 6 minutes and 2 seconds to play here in the first half. The score, Mount Marty 24, Hastings 22.
If you need relief from low temperatures and high prices, call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings at 463-6061. Heat your house for less and get a $500 federal tax credit when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox, innovation never felt so good. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, Hastings, 1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. 24-22 is the score. Mount Marty on top of Hastings College here this afternoon. We've got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. Getting a lot of action going on today at the Heartland Hoops Classic at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. High Plains beat Heartland Lutheran today in the first game, 102-53. Sutton beat Grand Island Central Catholic, 49-23. Raymond Central has just beat Hastings St. Cecilia, 47-44. That's the third straight loss now for the Blue Hawks. 24-22 is our score here. The Lancers out on top, 6 minutes and 2 seconds to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. That's going to be Melissa Thompson getting it in to Brittany Wong, and here come the Broncos now offensively. Chelsea Morton has got it. Morton out to Bruckman. Now to Morton on the wing. Chelsea dribbling with the ball there. Morton stops and pops. Throws up a 15-footer. Shot good. Chelsea Morton throws up a 15-footer from the right side. She's got 4 points in the ball game. Edward tied up at 24 points apiece. Broncos applying pressure here in backcourt with the ball is DeCam. DeCam goes over in the far sideline now to April Winnie, and Winnie will bring things up again. She works out on top against the Chelsea Morton, dribbles behind her back to bring it into the forecourt. Loses it over on the deep wing on the left side. That's going to be Alexa Berg out here to Allison DeCam. On the right side now, on the wing, dribbling with the ball there is going to be Winnie. Takes the ball into the paint, stops. Her shot is up there good. April Winnie hits her third field goal. She's now got 9 points in the ball game, 26-24. Lancers have the lead. Here comes Hastings back with the ball now. Down to 5 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in this first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Chelsea Morton on the wing, out to Thompson, top of the key. Melissa sends over here to Wong. Wong, free throw line extended left side. Out here to Chelsea Morton. Bombs it inside to Zwiener. Kicks it down to the baseline. There's Bruckman going for the hole. Her shot is up and in. Cammy Bruckman scores there to give the assist to Laurel Zwiener. Nice pass there out of the post as Cammy Bruckman scores from the right corner to the baseline. There's a steal now by Morton at the 10-second line. Morton drives, shoots, and scores. Chelsea Morton scoring there on the turnover by Mount Marty. The Lancers have turned it over 6 times now here in the first half, and Hastings College has the lead again, 28-26 with 4.5 minutes to play here in the first half. There's April Winnie with the ball. April Winnie driving the ball to the hole. Bounce pass deflected by Wong. Goes out of bounds. It's going to be Mount Marty basketball. Deflecting that ball away from Brittany Little with a sure layup right there. Good job defensively by Brittany Wong of Hastings. 28-26 is the score. Hastings with a 2-point lead. It'll be Mount Marty inbounding the ball here. Brittany Little down on the baseline, puts it on the floor, dribbles out to the wing, throws it out here now between the circles. That's going to be April Winnie with the ball. April Winnie now to Taylor Force for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Brittany Wong. Brittany brings her up the other way for Hastings College as we approach the four-minute mark here in this ball game. Bruckman goes inside to Zwiener. Zwiener with her back to the basket. Laurel Zwiener dribbling in the lane. Stops, spins, puts up a shot off the window. No good. Battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. Last touchdown there by DeCam. Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. It's going to be Melissa Thompson inbounding the ball here. 3 minutes and 56 seconds to play here in the first half. Melissa Thompson gets it into Chelsea Morton, out to Brittany Wong, top of the key. Over to Bruckman on the wing. Cammy Bruckman drives the ball in the paint, puts up an off-balance shot. Good. 15 points in the ball game already for Cammy Bruckman. And now Mount Marty throws the basketball away, bringing the ball back up the floor. That's 7 turnovers now in the Lancers. Holly Hagee comes back into the ball game. Berg checks out. Here comes Sutera back into the ball game as well. Allison DeCam comes out. Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side. Underneath their own basket. 3 minutes and 35 seconds to play. 3:35 to play here in the first half. It's a 30-26 ball game in favor of Hastings College as the officials coming over and checking with the scoreboard operators over here on the near sideline. Bronco basketball today, brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Athletics for the 2012-2013 season. Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side, underneath their own basket, 3 minutes and 38 seconds to play. It's going to be Brittany Wong inbounding the ball. They get it in here to Chelsea Morton. Morton takes the ball to the free throw line. Jump pass comes back out on top to Breckman. Takes the ball to the free throw line. Out to Brittany Wong. Now to Chelsea Morton on the right side of the lane. Chelsea Morton being guarded out there by Sutera. Goes inside down to Melissa Thompson. Back out to Zwiener. Runs the offense. There's a Breckman with the ball. Dribbles it down the lane. Throws it over here to Morton. Morton out to Wong. Takes it to the elbow. Throws it out here. Three-pointer thrown up there by Thompson. Shot good. Nope, they're going to say her foot was on the line. Melissa Thompson throws up a long-range two over there on the right side, and Hastings College has their biggest lead of the ball game, 32-26 here in this contest. 3 minutes to play here in this first half. Here's April Winnie with the ball. April Winnie comes up the floor, drives behind his screen, moves it down the left side of the lane, all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Grabbing the rebound for Hastings is going to be Breckman. Cammie dribbles out there for the Broncos, runs her back the other way, gets the ball ahead to Wong, shot for three off of the front iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Sutera. Sutera gets it away now to April Winnie. Winnie comes back the other way. There's a pass down the floor. Hagee's got it. She mishandles it. It's picked up here by Breckman. Turnover number 8 on Mount Marty. Breckman gets the ball now to Brittany Wong. Into the forecourt, down the right sideline. Chelsea Morton out to Breckman out here in 3 points in the toy. That's Morton on the wing in the right side. Chelsea Morton, bounce pass deflected out of bounds. Hastings ball. 2 minutes and 22 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Hastings out on top of the Lancers by a score of 32-26. It'll be Brittany Wong inbounding the ball now to Breckman. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Comes over here to Morton. Spins left side of the lane. Puts it up on the glass and scores. Chelsea Morton now with 8 points in the ball game. Hastings is down to an 8-point lead now over the Lancers, 34-26. Hastings again pressuring here in backcourt. Holly Hagee has got the ball. She will bring things up. Hagee. Waist-high dribble. She brings it into the offensive zone. Gets away from Thompson. Dribbles it all the way to the basket. Her shot up there. No good, but she's hacked on the arm. That's going to be Breckman picking up the personal foul for Hastings. Or check that. It's going to be Thompson. Melissa Thompson picks up her third personal foul here in the first half. So Thompson now with 3. That's team foul number 8 on the Broncos. So this will be a shooting foul. Holly Hagee to the free throw line. Hagee has got 3 points in the basketball game. Holly Hagee, her shot is up there. It is good. He's now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. Here comes Peterson into the ball game now for Hastings College as Thompson will come to the bench. 1:56 to play here in the first half, 34-27. Hastings with a 7-point lead. Holly Hagee, the product out of Crofton, Nebraska, throws up the second one. It is good. So she's now got 5 points in the ball game. The Hastings lead is now 7 at 34-28. Here's Brittany Wong with the ball. Brittany into the forecourt for the Broncos. Being guarded out there by Taylor Force. Comes across the top. That's Breckman. Dribbles the ball to the free throw line. Out to Peterson. Peterson left side of the lane to Breckman. Lobs it inside. There's Zwiener with the ball. Spins toward the baseline. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but she's fouling the play. Hastings getting the ball inside there to Zwiener, and she picks up the personal foul. That's going to go on to Sutera. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 6 on Mount Marty. Going to the free throw line will be Laurel Zwiener, and her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Zwiener now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line today. Zwiener's got 5 points in the ballgame. 70% foul shooter on the season. 35-28. Here comes the next shot. It is up there. It is good. 36-28. Hastings College again with an 8-point lead. Here comes Mount Marty back with the basketball. Hagee into the forecourt. Now to Taylor Forsch. Taylor Forsch dribbling the ball into the paint. Spins against Wong. Puts up an off-balance shot. It's going to be no good. Wong grabs the rebound. Brittany Wong comes out of there with a basketball. Now to Cammie Breckman. Breckman drives it down the left side of the lane. Stomps on the baseline. Can't go up with the shot. Out to Wong. Now to Peterson. Top of the key. Fakes the three. Throws it over there to Morton. Her shot is up there from three. It's going to be no good. Ball out of bounds. It's going to be Mount Marty ball. So the Lancers will play things in with 1:09 to play here in this first half. Hastings with a 36-28 lead over the Lancers. Mount Marty will play things in here in backcourt. That's Hagee with the ball. Now we got a foul called. That's going to go on Hastings College. It's going to go on Breckman. Breckman just picked up her second personal foul on a push off of the inbound. So Breckman will come out of there now. Coming into the ball game is going to be a Holly Samuelson. Breckman not happy with the last call. She comes to the bench. 1:08 to play. They're in the first half. We go to the other end now, and April Winnie will have some free throws. She's 3 out of 4 from the free throw line today and knocks down another one. Now 4 out of 5 from the line for Winnie. She's got 10 points in the ball game, averages 13.3 on the season. The Hastings lead is 7 points now, 36-29. Another shot by Winnie is up there. It's good. 36-30 is the score now. Hastings with a 6-point lead. There's Brittany Wong. Bounce pass on the high post. They get it over here to Laurel Zwiener. Now to Wong. Top of the key, Borton. Over to Samuelson on the wing on the right side. Samuelson comes out to Wong. Comes over here to Peterson. Her shot for three is up there. It's going to be too strong. No good. Battle for the rebound. It's brought down there by Mount Marty. Gets the ball ahead. There's Sutera with the ball. Two-handed pass on the near sideline. Traveling violation. Sutera couldn't get rid of the ball. She had it up there. They come to the near side, but a traveling violation is going to be called on Sutera. Turnover number 9 on Mount Marty. Hastings with the ball back now. 44 seconds remaining here in the first half. Broncos have a 6-point lead, 36-30. Here's Brittany Wong over on the wing on the right side. Brittany Wong holds it. Top of the key now, Chelsea Morton. Morton drives it down the left side of the lane, stops at the free throw line, dumps it off inside. It's going to be deflected away from Zwiener, and a turnover on Hastings. That's her 6th of the ball game. Here comes April Winnie. Back now for the Lancers into the offensive zone. Lobs it over here to Brittany Little. Little throws it to the far side to Hagee. Hagee works against Peterson. Spins, drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's in and out and back in again. Holly Hagee scoring there for Mount Marty. She got 7 points in the ball game, and now the Broncos turn it away, inbounding the ball. Stepping over the end line there, I think, was Frankie Peterson. So a turnover on Hastings. That's going to be their 7th of this first half. Down to the scores table, checking in is going to be Allison DeCam with 10 seconds to play. So Hastings with a 4-point lead now at 36-32 as the Lancers have scored the last 4 points here in the ballgame. DeCam has got the ball, gets it out here to Forsh. He drives it against Wong, forces up a shot. It's going to be off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Samuelson with 3 seconds. Samuelson down the right sideline, and they don't get a shot away as Winter throws one up from the half court. It bounces off of the back iron. They wouldn't have counted anyway. Hastings College will have the lead at halftime over the Lancers out of Mount Marty. So a pretty good half there of women's college basketball. The Broncos have the lead. It's Hastings College 36, Mount Marty 32. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. We are at halftime. Hastings College with a lead over the Lancers of Mount Marty. The score is 36-32. Mount Marty jumped out to the early lead here in this one. In fact, it was 11-3 at one point. Broncos battled back, got their first lead of the ballgame at the 11-13 mark of the first half, had the lead 17-16. Broncos have led by as many as 8 points here in the first half at 34-26, but the Lancers have come back to cut the margin to 4 here at halftime, 36-32. Tammy Bruckman leading the way so far for Hastings College. Bruckman has got 15 points here at halftime. Chelsea Borton has got 8 points. Laurel Zwiener has got 6. Brittany Wong has got 3 points. 2 points for Frankie Peterson. 2 points for Melissa Thompson. Hastings College 7 out of 7 from the free throw line here in the first half of play, and they've got 7 turnovers in the contest. For Mount Marty, they're being led so far by April Winnie. She has got 10 points in the ball game. Holly Hagee, she has got 7. You've got 5 points from Brittany Little in the first half, 4 from Alexa Berg, 3 points for Taylor Forsch, and 2 for Raquel Sutera. The Lancers, they have got 10 turnovers here in the first half of play. And they are shooting from the free throw line, 10 out of 14. Hastings College in the first half of play ended up shooting 13 out of 27 from the field for 48.1%. They are 3 out of 8 on three-pointers for 37.5%. And again, they're perfect from the free throw line. They are 7 out of 7. Mount Barney, they shot 10 out of 22 in the first half for 45%. On three-pointers, they were 2 out of 6 for 33%, 10 out of 14 from the free throw line, 71%. Rebounds right now, it's Mount Barney with 13. Hastings College has got 12 rebounds. The Lancers with 3 on the offensive end. Hastings College with 2 offensive rebounds. As the Broncos with a lead here at halftime over Mount Barney by a score of 36 to 32. Stick around. We've got Hastings College spotlight coming up. We've got the scholar athlete as well here at halftime. We've got the second half straight ahead. You're listening to Bronco Basketball at 1230 KHAS.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
The Hastings College Basketball Scholar Athlete of the Week, proudly brought to you by BuyRight Truck Sales, specializing in DMF trailers. For the personalized attention you desire, call Rodney Bruns at BuyRight Truck Sales, 402-469-4414. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you.
BuyRight Truck Sales is proud to be a part of Hastings College Athletics and is a proud sponsor of the Scholar Athlete. Rodney Bruns is your area farm truck expert specializing in DMF hopper grain trailers. DMF trailers are built to last and won't buckle under pressure. Call Rodney at BuyRight Truck Sales at 402-469-4414 for your next farm truck. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you. Good luck, Broncos, from your friends at BuyRight Truck Sales. Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is Haley Beardsley, a senior from Sterling, Colorado. Haley is a psychology and health systems major with a 3.48 GPA and is a member of the Hastings College volleyball team. Haley led the Broncos to a 30-7 record this year, 16-0 in the conference, lost to Concordia, California in the national tournament. She had 79 kills and averaged 10.2 sets per game and 271 digs on the year. As a member of the Bronco volleyball team, she started varsity for 4 years and was 2 years all-conference second team. In the classroom, she's a member of the Public Relations Ambassadors and is a co-chair of communications for Executive Council. In her free time, Haley enjoys, well, playing volleyball, Pinterest, and photography. Once again, your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, Haley Beardsley. The Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each week by BuyRight Truck Sales. BuyRight Truck Sales salutes the athletes for their accomplishments in the classroom and on the court.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight as we learn more about campus life at Hastings College. Brought to you by Krieger Electric of Hastings, your local Kohler home generator dealer and installer. Because a day without power is one too many. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Havronik for Hastings College Spotlight.
Krieger Electric Company serves the greater Hastings Quad County area with complete electrical service for commercial businesses, industry, and your home. Krieger Electric is now a proud dealer of Kohler home generators. Don't let your neighbor's home be the only one with the lights on during a power outage. Kohler home generators give you dependable power and security. And when you support world-class products with a trusted local dealer that's 100% skilled, trained, and qualified like Krieger Electric is, there really is no comparison.
And welcome to Hastings College
spotlight here today. We're going to take a gander into the Hastings College football program. Spend a couple of minutes with Hastings College head coach Tony Harper. Of course, this week was a big week, a recruiting day, a signing day on Wednesday, coach. And it looks like a pretty talented bunch around you.
It is. We're very proud of what these coaches did throughout this whole recruiting process. They really turned over every rock and beat every bush they could find to find these good young men. And like every coach across America, we're extremely happy with where we're at with this first core of guys.
You brought in a bunch of players on offense. In fact, a majority of them were offense. Was that the focus this year?
It really was. We only had two seniors starting for us last year on defense. So we got a lot of good young guys coming back. They're now just going to be sophomores and juniors. Offensively, we took a hit, graduating the entire starting backfield and a two-time all-conference tight end and some receivers and a couple old linemen. So we really had to the big push on that side of the ball to get some numbers and players in.
11 of the players on offense are in the backfield, and one of them is a big one right across town in Jake Fowler.
And we're very excited to have Jake. Throughout this whole process, he was a good young man to get to know. We did a home visit with him. He comes from a great family. Obviously, the success that Coach Carlin has over there at Adams Central, those guys know how to work and put in the time and the effort. And even when we were, before this coach's staff took over, when we were all assistants here, we knew about Jake. So we've had our eyes on him for a long time.
What's he going to bring to the table for you guys, and how are you going to use him on offense?
His work ethic is the big thing. We went and watched. We did some things this year that we had never done before. We went and actually watched a couple practices, before our season got going, and kind of saw him out there running around and how he related to his teammates. And in talking to Coach Carlin, this senior group that they had over at Adams Central, they were really good leaders, and that's something you can't see on film. So obviously Jake stepping in right now, we're expecting him to be a leader once he starts feeling comfortable with that. And then his versatility once he gets on the football field. He can catch punts. He can return kickoffs. Obviously, we know he's a very talented tailback, but he can also catch the ball out of the backfield because we saw him throw the ball a little bit in practice. So he's very versatile. We're excited to get him out here and see what he can do.
And also on the offensive side of the ball, you bring in six quarterbacks, or at least six players at the quarterback behind him. What's the deal there?
Well, it's competition, and that's something we tell all these guys when we recruit them. If you don't want to compete, don't come to Hastings College, because we want competitors. We want guys that want to come in and push the guys that are already here and battle the guys that they're coming in with. We'll go into spring practice with Matt Overmiller being the number one guy. He's been in the system for 2 years. He knows our guys. We know him. But we were fortunate to have Jordan Jakupke transfer in a semester, and that'll push Matt. Those guys will be battling. They're already doing seven on seven stuff on their own. They're organizing it. So that's great to see Jordan come in here and push and do some good things like that. And when you lose a guy like John Dostal, who was 30 yards away from breaking a couple school records, that's big shoes to fill, and we wanted to bring in the most competitive guys we could find.
Jakupke out of Hastings Saints is again the transfer from Morningside, and you got another transfer coming in here from Northwest Missouri State in Tyler Seals.
Yeah, we're very excited to have Tyler join this ranks. Coming down from Northwest, obviously he started some games down there. That's one of the premier Division II schools in the nation, and he started some games, and he's a competitor. He's got some ties with some of our coaches on the staff already who went down and played at Northwest and coached down there. You look at his prep career when he was coming out of Bell West. I think he was two-time All-State, threw for, 2,000 yards his senior year. I was fortunate enough to meet him early in the process, and he's that guy. He's the leader type of guy, and he's just another one to add to the fire. That's competitive for Matt and Jordan and Hayden and all these other quarterbacks. And, one guy I don't want to forget about is Tanner Fate. When we were typing up these honors and stuff, this guy took up almost half a page with all his honors. We saw him in camp, and he's just an athlete. He's very reminiscent of the guys back in the day here at Hastings. We're running some G options, zone read. He's competitive as all get out. So that's going to be a fun battle for the next couple of years.
I was going to say, there's four quarterbacks there could probably start for any team in the GPAC, Coach. This is going to be very competitive at that position.
It really is, and I think it's a great attribute to those coaches on that side of the ball with Dave Kamara, Joe Holzclaw, Rich Mason. Those guys, they're embracing that role. We got Hayden Holmes coming up from Kiowa to Oklahoma, and he was the state player of the year at his class at his position too. So, those guys are all about finding guys that are competitive. We haven't talked to those guys about moving different positions either. We recruited them all to play quarterback. You look at it, though, our leading receiver is a former quarterback. An inside linebacker is a former quarterback. A starting corner for us is a former quarterback. The quarterback position, those guys are leaders. They're competitive. They want to be on the football field, and that's why we went out and identified a lot of those guys.
You got, I think, a couple of offensive linemen you brought in and a couple of guys on the defensive side of the ball. Anybody on the defense that really strikeout. That's it.
Well, you know, there's one guy that's going to kind of be a hidden gem that we've had in camp, and I'm going to go back to the offense just for a little bit, is Jordan Volk from Cambridge. We saw him in camp last year, and he's just athletic. He's a guy that could do multiple things, kind of like Mertens did at that fullback, tight end, H-back type of thing. But defensively, you know, we got a good, very good defensive end from Miller South, Taylor Mendenhall. I mean, he's about 6'5", 235, 240, very, very similar to the guys like, you know, Jake Mueller and Jared Noble and those type of guys we used to have here. We're expecting him to come in and take John Malise's shoes and kind of battle there. We were very fortunate on signing day. We had a call from a linebacker down in Texas. He just called up and says, "Coach, I'm in. I'm ready to come." So, you know, he's two-time All-District down there in Austin, Texas. So we're excited to have him. So we're looking forward to it.
He said didn't have a whole lot of holes to fill on the defensive side of the ball. Most of those guys are intact from a year ago, so we just kind of build on that maybe for next year.
Oh, yeah, and we got a lot of work to do. You know, losing John and Kane, those are leaders for us on the defensive side of the ball. But if you look at kind of the guys that played last year for us, you know, we got Torrey Warren and Chad Hartman coming back at nose guard. We got Jordan Consbrook coming back at defensive end. We got Joe Tailaki coming back at defensive end. We return all the inside linebackers. We return all the outside linebackers. Jacob Jensen, you know, he started the last two, three games for us, and he'll be going into camp as one of the starting guys. And then you look at secondary, you know, losing Kane is going to hurt us from the leadership and the knowledge of the scheme, but we bring back both Garrett and Alex on the outside at those corner positions. We got a couple good ones in Wyatt Kipp and Dylan Hill, who saw playing time last year. And then you got to remember we got Knessa Eo from Mount Valor Christian. I mean, he's going to be rolling in the free safety position. So we didn't want to go and bring in a bunch of new guys there. We were very confident in the guys we got coming back.
Next up, I guess, for you guys, finish up your recruiting and stuff like that, and then it's right into spring ball.
Oh, it is. We will start our first spring practice. It'll be on March 11th, which is the week before spring break. We're right now in the middle of Bronc drills where we're getting the guys up at 6 a.m. on Mondays and Thursdays. They're working hard with that. And, you know, it's kind of the good thing is we were off campus the other day recruiting, and we got a call back that the guys were out there doing 7-on-7. You know, it's been beautiful up here in Hastings. You know, the sun's been nice and no snow, and the guys are out there taking the leadership role, throwing the ball around, being competitive. So I think they're biting at the bit a little bit more than we are as coaches.
All right, we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, sir.
Tony Harper, head coach for Hastings College's football team. You're listening to Hastings College Spotlight today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Krieger Electric, your Kohler home generator dealer and installer. Because a day without power is one too many. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Linfield Arena. Second half underway. There's a Laurel Zwiener. Shot in the lane is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Mount Marty. So just underway here in the second half. The score is 36-32. Hastings College with a lead here this afternoon over the Lancers of Mount Marty. Mount Marty shooting to our basket to our left here in the second half of play as they get back at things here. Hastings is led by as many as 8 points here in the ball game. There's Taylor Forsh outside now to DeCam. DeCam gets it to April Winnie, drives the ball in the lane. Her shot's going to be blocked down from behind by Zwiener. Ball is loose and is picked up here by Chelsea Morton. Zwiener gets her 41st block of the season on the driving layup there from Taylor Forsh. And Hastings has the ball back in the offensive zone. Here's Wong down the left side of the lane. Gets it to Breckman. Three-pointer put up on the left side. Bingo. Cammie Breckman knocks down a three. Breckman now with 18 points in the basketball game. And Hastings back out to a 7-point lead. 39-32 just underway. Here in half number two this afternoon from the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's April winning with the ball for Mount Marty. Gets it to Taylor Forsh. Outside down to Alexa Berg. She drives the ball into the paint. Bounce pass down low. A shot is up there. No good by Little. And the rebound comes down to Chelsea Morton. Hastings has the ball down the left sideline. That's a Brittany Wong with the ball. She drives it toward the hole. Stops on the low block and a charging foul. A charging foul here is going to be called on Brittany Wong driving the ball to the basket. So Brittany Wong picks up her second personal foul. Carrie doesn't quite understand that one, and she's going to question that one here on the near sideline. Personal foul there on the Broncos in the second half of play. Here's Alexa Berg with the ball. She drives it toward the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Alexa Berg scores for Mount Marty. She got 6 points in the ball game. 39-34 now. Hastings College is out on top by 5 points. Brittany Wong with the ball back in the offensive zone. Brittany Wong holding it. She gets it to Chelsea Morton. Chelsea Morton back outside here to Melissa Thompson. Thompson goes over to Morton. Lobs it inside down to Zwiener. Spins, puts it up there. Shot good. Oriole Zwiener, that's her first field goal of the ball game, although she's got 6 free throws to go along with that. So Zwiener now with 8 points in the contest. Hastings with a 7-point lead. 41-34 is the score. Here's April Winnie with the ball. Right-handed dribble brings it into the offensive zone against the Chelsea Morton. Flips it away to Taylor Forsh. Forsh here inside the free throw circle. Backs it back out. Top of the key. Rainbow pass down in the corner. Little has got the ball. Drives it right around. Zwiener goes for the basket and scores. Brittany Little scoring there from Mount Barney. She took Zwiener with no problem to the hole there as Little's now got 7 points in the ball game. 41-36 is the score. Hastings with a 5-point lead. Broncos with the ball. Here's Cammie Bruckman, top of the circle. Cammie Bruckman comes over here on the right wing. Morton drives the ball to the hole. Her shot is up there. Good. Chelsea Morton scoring there for Hastings. She's got 10 points in the ball game. Hastings now leading by 7 points again. 43-36. There's the ball knocked out of bounds on the far sideline. Knocked away there from April Winnie of Mount Marty. So it'll be the Lancers playing things in. Here comes Sierra Williamson into the ball game. Now Zwiener will come to the bench here for Hastings College. So Sierra Williamson into the ball game now for the Broncos. It's going to be Allison DeCam with the ball over there for Mount Marty. Hands it away to April Winnie. Winnie dribbling out here in 3-point territory. Comes on the near side by Alexa Berg. Top of the key, that's DeCam. There's a backdoor cut. Getting the ball down there is Winnie. She misses the easy shot. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Williamson with a rebound to the far sideline now to Wong. Wong into the forward court. Hastings with a 7-point lead here in the second half. Lobs it inside to Williamson. Double team. Williamson out top now. To Morton drives the ball down to the baseline. Gets it to Thompson. Now to Wong. Wong takes a 3-pointer. It's up there. Somebody off the left side. No good. Rebound Williamson. Sierra gets it to Wong deep in the corner. Lobs it back inside to Williamson. Out to Bruckman. Now to Wong again on the far sideline. Brittany holds it. Now dribbles with it. Comes out top of the key. That's it. Thompson lobs it back down low and a foul is going to be called. Trying to get her back into the post there to Williamson. She draws the personal foul on Brittany Little. That's the second foul on Brittany Little. Team foul number one on the Lancers here in the second half of play. It'll be Hastings playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Chelsea Morton on the wing. Gets it inside to Williamson. Dribbling. Goes to the basket. The shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Blocked out of bounds there by the Lancers. Getting the block is Allison DeCam. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. That is Brittany Wong. Comes way out on top. That's Bruckman. That's the fight for it. Comes on the near sideline. Saves it right into the hands of Williamson. Now to Wong. Back out to Bruckman out here. Cammie Bruckman directing traffic. Comes over here to Wong. Back out to Cammie in between the circles. Over to Chelsea Morton. Drives the ball to the free throw line. To Brittany Wong. Mishandles the ball. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Brittany Wong pulls up. Shoots a 17-footer. Bingo! Brittany Wong hits another field goal there for Hastings. She's got 5 points in the ball game, and the Broncos have their biggest lead of the ball game now at 9 points, 45-36, with 15 minutes and 38 seconds to play. They're in the contest. Here's Taylor Forrest with the ball. Now the April Winnie. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Melissa Thompson. Thompson gets it away to Brittany Wong into the forecourt. Wong dribbles behind the screen, moves it to the right side of the lane. Wong now to free throw line, out to Thompson. Thompson comes across the top to Chelsea Morton. Morton holding the ball. Back out to Cammie Bruckman. Bruckman looks at the three. Drives it to the free throw line. Spins. Can't put up a shot. Now to Wong. Free throw line jumper. Yes. Brittany Wong. That was 7 points in the ball game. The Broncos have opened up an 11-point lead over the Lancers now. 47-36. We got 15 minutes to play here in the contest from the Osborne Sports Complex. Taylor Forsh will bring it into the forecourt. Now to Allison DeCam. DeCam comes over here on the near side to a Berg. Dribbles into the paint. Bounce pass down on the baseline. Brittany Little drives it to the hole. We got a foul called. Personal foul is going to go on Hastings. This is going to go on Sierra Williamson. That's going to be your second. Peterson coming into the ball game now for Hastings. Frankie Peterson in. Alyssa Thompson will check out. Here comes Alyssa Wedeman into the ball game now for the Lancers. Checking out will be Taylor Forsh. It'll be Mount Marty inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get it into DeCam. Her shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called. Personal foul is going to be called here on Sierra Williamson again. The third foul on Williamson. So now Thompson's got three. Williamson has got three. That's team foul number 3 on the Broncos here in the second half of play. And going to the free throw line will be number 33, Allison DeCam. She has not scored so far in the ballgame. Rashana's up there. Goes through the hole. It's good. DeCam is 69% foul shooter in the season. She's now 33 out of 47 from the free throw line. Hastings with a 10-point lead now, 47-37. 14:44 to play. Next shot is up there. It's good. So DeCam hits a pair of free throws. And the Lancers are within 9 points. Bronco basketball for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Hastings led at halftime by the score of 36-32. Here's Frankie Peterson with the ball. Now to Breckman. Back to Peterson. Free throw line extended left side. Top of the key. That's a Brittany Wong. Now to Frankie Peterson again. Just to the left of the lane. Peterson looking inside. Now drives the ball in the paint. Loses control of it. Picks it back up. Out to Wong. Brittany Wong dribbles with it. Throws up a three-pointer. Shot is up there. It's good. Brittany Wong is warmed up here in the second half. She has got 10 points now in the ballgame. 7 of those so far here in the second half. 50-38 is the score. Hastings with the lead. There's April Winnie. Dribbles behind her back. Goes to the far sideline. Brittany Little has got it. Takes the ball to the elbow. Right side of the lane. Down the right side of the lane. Goes for the basket. Her shot is up there and in. Brittany Little scoring there for Mount Marty. She's got 9 points in the ballgame. Now the Lancers want to call a timeout. 13:53 to play in the contest. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 50, Mount Marty 40.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
So 13:53 to play in the ball game. It's 50-40. Hastings College has got the lead. Some other halftime scores today. Some interesting action going on. In the G-Pack, Dort is out on top of Concordia. The score is 32-31. Doan has a lead over Northwestern today at halftime, 27-26. The Tigers have not won a game in the conference this year, and they're leading Northwestern at halftime by a score of 27-26. It's Dakota Wesleyan out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan at the halftime break. The score is 45-26. Nothing good yet on Briar Cliff and Morningside. 50-40 is the score. Hastings College has got the lead here over the Lancers of Mount Marty. As Hastings College will come back with the basketball. There's Brittany Wong. So Hastings with the lead here in the second half. There's Cammie Breckman, 4-3, top of the key. Her shot is up there, in and out. Bounces on the back iron and down through the hole it goes. Cammie Breckman now with 21 points in the ballgame. Hastings with a 13-point lead. It's the Broncos 53 and the Lancers 40. Hastings attacking here at backcourt. Bringing the ball up is going to be Holly Hagee. Brings her up there against Frankie Peterson. Hagee comes to the near side and hands the ball away to April Winnie. Now drives the ball toward the basket. Her shot is up there. It's no good. She's fouled in the play. Frankie Peterson is going to be hit with a personal foul here as he runs Winnie into the goalpost support behind the basket. Peterson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 4 on the Broncos. And now going to the free throw line is going to be April Winnie. She's been bounced around a little bit here today. April Winnie with 11 points in the basketball game. She is 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. She'll have a couple of shots here as she looks up into the student body section, which is located right behind the basket here. Shot is up there, and the shot is no good. So it's going to be April Winnie going to the free throw line for another one here. 13:26 remaining. It's a 13-point lead for the Broncos. There's the next one. It is up there. It's good. So she hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Must be costume day today in the student body section. Some interesting looking dudes up there. There's Brittany Wong with the ball for Hastings at the other end. Gives it away to Chelsea Morton. Dribbles the ball on the free throw line. 200 pass goes to the far sideline. That's Frankie Peterson with the ball. Now to Breckman. Ruckman out here in three-point territory. Comes across the top. Brittany Wong has got it. Brittany Wong comes to the near sideline. Peterson drives the baseline. Skip pass comes back out to Breckman on the wing. Wong at the top of the key. Brittany drives it down the left side of the lane. Scoop shot is up there. It is good. As time expires, Brittany Wong, a driving layup for the Broncos. Brittany Wong now with 12 points in the basketball game. She got 9 of those here in the second half. 12:51 to play in the ball game. Hastings is out to a 14-point lead, 55-41. Pressure again by the Broncos here in backcourt. They break it easily. Ollie Hege goes down in the corner. Three-pointer is thrown up there. It's going to be no good by DeCam. Offensive rebound, follow shot, good. Brittany Little gets the offensive board and the putback. She's got 11 points in the ball game, 55-43. Hastings with a lead, 12.5 minutes to play. Here's Wong coming back with the basketball for the Broncos. Brittany Wong comes over here. It goes to Cammy Breckman, who puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, sends a pass over on the wing on the left side. That's Frankie Peterson. Peterson to the free throw line. Peterson drives it down the left side of the lane, kicks it out here to Morton, who takes the ball to the basket. Her shot good, and she's fouled. Chelsea Morton gets a field goal there. Now she'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Brittany Little picks up the personal foul for Mount Marty. That's going to be her third. Team foul number 2 on the Lancers here in the second half of play. And Chelsea Morton to the free throw line for Hastings College. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Chelsea Morton gets one to go down there for the Broncos. She's now got 11 points in the ball game. And the ball game now is going to be Alexa Bird for Mount Marty. Now the Lancers want to call a timeout. Hastings College has built a 15-point lead here over the Lancers. 12 minutes and 14 seconds to play. And the ball game will take a break with a score. Hastings 58, Mount Marty 43.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
1230 KHAS.
14 minutes and 19 seconds to play in Seward today. Concordia is out on top of Dort by a score of 48-36. The Defenders had a 32-31 lead at halftime, but Concordia has come back. They've got a 12-point lead now in the second half. We will see the Concordia Bulldogs coming up on Wednesday. Third game of a three-game homestand here for the Broncos. That'll be on Wednesday night. Women's game will go at 6, with the men to follow at 8 o'clock. We'll have the action for you here on 1230 KHAS, beginning with a pregame show at 5:45. Next Saturday, we'll be in Sioux City. Broncos will wrap up the regular season with a date against the Morningside Mustangs next Saturday. We'll have games at 2 and 4 o'clock next weekend. And then the GPAC tournament will start after that. Both the men's and women's teams should be included in the GPAC tournament. It all just depends on how we finish off here, or we'll be going. Or maybe a home game for the Hastings College men if we can finish out, but that's a long way down the stretch. 58-43 is the score. Hastings with a 15-point lead here in the women's ball game. Berg puts up a shot as she drives into the hole. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Zwiener gets it away. Down to Brittany Wong into the forecourt to Breckman. Back out to Wong out here in three-point territory. Brittany Wong is hot, hot hand here in the second half. She's got 12 points. Brittany Wong dribbling with the ball. Being chased down out here in three-point territory. Comes over to Breckman. Down on the baseline, Zwiener. Bounce pass goes inside. It's going to be too far. Thompson can't get to it. I think she was being held in there. Thompson couldn't get to the ball. Turnover number 8 on Hastings here in the ball game. Here's a pass that's going to be deflected away. Deflected away by Whitney. It's picked up by Morton. Long pass down to 4 to Breckman. Shot good. Breckman now with 23 points in the ball game. Hastings leading by 17 points here over Mount Marty. The Lancers are ahead of the Broncos in the conference standings as of today. Hastings putting on a good show here on the Seniors Day. There's a long-range jumper by DeCam. It's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Breckman grabs the rebound. Cammy Breckman gets the ball away down to Brittany Wong, and she'll bring things up as we have just hit the 11-minute mark here in this second half of play. Brittany Wong comes over to Morton. Now to Breckman in the lane. Double team. Kicks it back out to Wong, top of the circle. Brittany Wong dribbling to her left, now reverses the ball, gets it to Morton. Now to Breckman at the free throw line. Shot up there is good. She banks one home. Cammy Breckman cannot miss. She's got 25 points in the ball game. That's a season high for Cammy Breckman. Brittany Wong also with a hot hand here in the second half. She's got 12 points in the ball game. Hastings has opened up a 19-point lead, 62-43. There's DeCam, 15-footer off the baseline. Good. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Allison DeCam. She got 4 points in the contest, 62-45. Hastings with the lead. Broncos have the ball. Here's Brittany Wong with it. Goes over to Chelsea Morton. Morton out of Brittany Wong out here in three-point territory. Out of Bruckman again. Double team. Goes down to Thompson in the corner. Jump pass back outside. Wong throws up a shot. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Winnie. April Winnie down the right sideline now for the Lancers. Right-handed dribble into the forecourt here. April Winnie switches hands and comes to the left side. Winnie working out there against Melissa Thompson. Moves it down in the corner. That's going to be Berg with the ball. Takes it into the paint. Out to DeCam. Hesitates. Now drives it to the goal. Stops there. DeCam comes back outside. Berg for three. Shot good. Alexa Berg knocks down a three-pointer there for Mount Marty. And we've got a timeout. Lancers. Lancers call a timeout with 9 minutes and 46 seconds to play in the ball game. It's now Hastings College 62, Mount Marty 48.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Northwestern has come back. They've got a lead over Doan now, 46-44. They are midway through the second half, so the Doan College Tigers trying to pull off a major upset today. Doan, like we said before, winless in the conference so far, and they are trailing Northwestern now 46-44 midway through the second half. That ball game is going on today in Crete. 62-48 is the score. Hastings with a lead here. Here's Samuelson with the ball for the Broncos as they come back in their offensive zone. Frankie Peterson, top of the circle. Frankie drives it, gives it up now to Samuelson. Down in the corner to Peterson. Lobs it inside to Zwiener. Spins, puts up a shot for the glass. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Berg. Berg bounce pass here to Taylor Force. Here come the Lancers about Morty. 62-48 is the score. Taylor Force with the ball left side of the lane. Entry pass to get it inside there to Hagee. And she's going to be fouled into play. Fouling the play there by Frankie Peterson. Peterson picks up her second. That's going to be team foul number 5 in the Broncos here in the second half. To the free throw line will be Hagee. She's got 7 points in the basketball game. Looks up there. Hagee's free throw is short. She'll have one more. Here comes Williamson back into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Zwiener. 62-48. Hastings College with a lead here this afternoon. As Holly Hagee will have another shot here. Hagee's free throw is up there, and that's good. Hagee now with 8 points. The Hastings lead is now 13 at 62-49. Peterson gets it into the forecourt now to Holly Samuelson. Samuelson outside to a Brittany Wong, out of the wing to Bruckman, back out to Brittany Wong. Now Barney is in a man-to-man defense. Brittany Wong dribbling with the ball, comes over here on the wing on the right side to Peterson. Peterson sends it inside down to Williamson. Her shot is up there, it's good. Sierra Williamson, a nice move to the basket. That's her first field goal. 64-49. Hastings back up by 15 points. Down to 8 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in this one. Holly Hagee with the ball. Down for the Lancers. She goes all the way to the basket, and a foul is going to be called here on Peterson. Frankie Peterson picks up her third personal foul there. And Hagee will go back to the free throw line. It's going to be team foul number 6 on the Broncos here in the second half of the play. So Holly Hagee to the free throw line again. She's got 8 points in the ball game. Mount Marty, the number one shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in free throw percentage, knocking down 72% of their foul shots so far this season. Their shot is up there. It's good again. 64-50 now. Here comes a second shot by Hagee. It's up there, and that one is good. Lancers now 14 out of 19 from the free throw line today. 64-51. There's a pass that's going to be deflected away. A turnover on Hastings that is picked up here by the Lancers. Into the offensive zone. That's going to be Holly Hagee with the ball. Hagee comes over here to Wedham. Wedham takes it inside the free throw circle. To the far sideline now to Sutera. Sutera takes the ball in the lane. Forces up a shot. No good, but she's going to be fouling the play. Now the Lancers attacking the basket here in the past couple of possessions. Another foul is going to go here on Hastings College. And foul is going to go on Williamson. That's going to be your fourth. The fourth foul on Sierra Williamson. So going to the free throw line is going to be Sutera. Sutera has got 2 points in the ball game. She has not shot a free throw today. Now she cans her first one right there. Sutera is a 58% foul shooter. Williamson is going to leave the ball game. Now as Zwiener comes back in, Morton is going to come in. Here comes Melissa Thompson back in. 8 minutes and 23 seconds to play. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. Sutera back to the free throw line now for the Lancers of Mount Marty, a freshman from Taper, South Dakota. Her shot is up there, it is good, so she cans a couple of free throws. 64-53. Hastings with an 11-point lead. There's a pass that's going to be intercepted here in the backcourt, but it's knocked loose again. Now the Broncos pick it back up, and a foul is going to be called. Winnie had her hands on it there for Mount Marty. Hastings then got possession back, and a foul is going to be called on Alyssa Wenham. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number three on the Lancers. And now Carey wants to call a timeout. Hastings College calls a timeout here with 8 minutes and 17 seconds to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break. Hastings 64, Mount Marty 53.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you here today on 1230 KHAS. Just got word from Denver. Hastings College baseball team has picked up their first win of the season. They beat Regis today by a score of 15-9. The Broncos were swept in a couple of games yesterday against Regis, 11-10 and 6-5. So Hastings picking up their first win baseball-wise today, 15-9 out in Denver. They've got a second ball game coming up here in just a little bit. So Hastings in the winner's side of things in baseball today. 8-17 to play here. The Hastings College women's basketball team has got the lead over Mount Marty, 64-53. We've got the Hastings College men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Nebraska basketball for you tonight. The Nebraska men, they're at home to take on Penn State tonight. 7 o'clock for the pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. 8:05 will be the tip-off from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. So the Huskers coming up tonight here on 1230 KHIS. 64-53 is the score here. Hastings with a lead. Here's Brittany Wong. Chelsea Morton on the wing, right side. Thompson, top of the key. Bounce pass is going to be deflected. That's going to be brought down here by Hagee. Turnover number 10 on Hastings in the ballgame. Long pass down the floor. It's too far out of bounds. So Mount Marty gives her right back here to the Broncos. That's going to be 11 turnovers on the Lancers. Hastings now shooting 58% from the floor today. They're 25 out of 43. The Lancers are just 47% right now. They're sitting at 16 out of 34. Pressure by the Lancers here in backcourt. Breckman dribbles with it. Goes to the far sideline down to Morton. Chelsea Morton, right-handed dribble, brings it into the offensive zone. Out here to a Brittany Wong, now with 20 seconds left in the shot clock. Brittany Wong will dribble with it now to Taylor Forsh, or against Taylor Forsh. Moves it down here on the baseline. That's Morton with the ball. Back out to the free throw line. Melissa Thompson, shot is up there, no good. Rebound Morton. Chelsea Morton, right side of the lane, flips her back here in the corner. That's going to go to Laurel Zwiener. She dribbles the ball inside the free throw circle. Who gives it away now to Brittany Wong. Brittany dribbling the ball out here beyond the three-point arc. Now backs up as she works against the Taylor Forsh. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Stops, comes out top of the key. Melissa Thompson to Bruckman. Down in the corner to Morton. Gets it inside to Zwiener. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Winnie, and a foul is called. Trying to poke the ball away. Get a personal foul for her efforts. And the personal foul is going to be called here on Zwiener of Hastings. That's going to be her first. So Laurel Zwiener now with her first personal foul. Here comes Williamson back into the ball game for Hastings College. That's going to be the eighth team foul on the Broncos here in the second half of play. Mount Marty's only got three fouls, so it's going to be a while before the Broncos reach the bonus situation. April Winnie to the free throw line here for Mount Marty. She is 6 out of 8 from the free throw line today. She has got 12 points in the ball game. She'll have a 1-1 here. So April Winnie looks up there. Her shot is up and is good. She buries another free throw. She's got 13 points now in the ball game. She had 24 the last time these two teams played up in Yankton. There's Allison DeCam back into the ball game. Brittany Little checks back in for the Lancers. 7 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Hastings has got the lead now by 10, 64-54. Here comes the next shot by Winnie. It's up there, good. April Winnie now 7 out of 9 from the free throw line. 8 out of 9 from the free throw line. 14 points in the ball game. Pressure here by the Lancers in backcourt. Hastings breaks it. There's Chelsea Morton on the break. Gives it to Laurel Zwiener. Back outside down to Breckman. Cammie Breckman holds it down to the baseline to Morton. A little head fake there. Drives it toward the goal, but can't go up for the shot. Goes over to Williamson on the left sideline. Out to Brittany Wong. Brittany dribbling the ball. Comes to the right side of the floor now. Sends it to the elbow to Williamson. Inside to Sweener. Back out to Williamson. A shot from the free throw line is up there. It's going to be no good, and it goes up over the basket out of bounds. So now Hastings playing with both of our post players in the ball game here, with both Sierra Williamson and Laurel Zwiener in the ball game here. A little bit different look there for head coach Kerry Hostetter. Williamson is a 6 foot, and Laurel Zwiener is a 6'4". They're both in the lineup now for the Broncos. Here's a Wedham with the ball. They come over here to the near sideline to Alexa Berg. Out on top to Winnie. The ball gets away from her, but she picks it back up. April Winnie drives the ball. Skip pass comes over here to the near side to Berg. Out of Winnie again in the corner. She drives the ball into the lane. And we got a traveling violation. She was working there against Cammie Bruckman. A traveling violation is called on April Winnie. 12 turnovers now, the Lancers. Hastings will come back the other direction. 6:21 to play here in the contest. Hastings 64, Mount Marty 55. Pressure here in backcourt. That's Sierra Williamson. Gets it out of Brittany Wong. Streaks up the floor here down the left sideline. Lobs it in the lane to Zwiener. Shot is up and in. Well, Zwiener scores. That's her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 10 points. Hastings with an 11-point lead now, 66-55. We're down to 6 minutes to play here in the contest. The Broncos looking for their 15th win of the season here this afternoon against a team that's right ahead of them in the conference standings. Winnie takes it down to Brittany Little on the baseline, drives it toward the goal. Her shot's going to be blocked down, and a foul is going to be called. They go on Zwiener. That's going to be her second. So two fouls now on Laurel Zwiener. Team foul number 9 on the Broncos. And going to the free throw line is going to be Brittany Little. 11 points in the ball game for Little. She is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. She'll have a couple of shots here. Her first one is up there, and it's going to be no good as it clanks off of the back iron. Here comes Taylor Forsh into the ball game now. Alyssa Wedham will check out there for the Lancers. Brittany Little will toe the mark for her second one. 5:49 to play in the ball game. 66-55. Hastings. Next shot is up there. She misses that one, and the rebound comes down to Williamson of Hastings. Sierra gets the ball away now to Brittany Wong, and Brittany will walk her up the floor here. Brittany Wong into the offensive zone, goes over to Cammie Bruckman, deep wing, left side. Chelsea Morton now right wing. That's going to be Brittany Wong with the ball, gets it inside to Zwiener. Shot is up there and in. Earl Zwiener scores. She got 12 points in the ball game. The Broncos have a 13-point lead. 68-55, now with 5 minutes and 25 seconds to go. April Winnie with the ball. April Winnie trying to drive it there. Can't do it. Good defense by Chelsea Morton. Back outside to Taylor Forge. Comes across the top to Bird. Bird splits a couple of defenders. Goes to the far side now. April Winnie takes the ball out of the painter. Shot is up there. No good. Ball is going to be out of bounds. And it's going to be, let's see, last touch by Hastings. It'll be Mount Marty playing it in. Chelsea Morton down here trying to grab the rebound. And lost it out of bounds. So Mount Marty plays it in. There's DeCam with the ball. Allison DeCam drives it down the right side of the lane, goes for the basket, her shot no good, and she's fouling the play again. That's going to be number 5, I do believe, on the Sierra Williamson. Yeah, Williamson has just fouled out of the ball game now. With 5 minutes and 5 seconds to play in this contest, Sierra Williamson fouls out. So she leads with 2 points. 5 minutes and 5 seconds to play. Hastings with a 13-point lead. Here comes Melissa Thompson into the ball game now. Thompson comes in. Here comes Hagee in from Mount Marty. Alyssa Wedham comes back in for the Lancers. 5 minutes and 5 seconds to play. Women's College basketball for you today here on 1230 KHS. Hastings College men coming up next. Allison DeCam at the free throw line here for the Lancers. DeCam with 4 points in the ball game. Her son is up there, misses that one. And now we got another whistle. And I think somebody was in the lane too soon. Allison DeCam will get another shot. Well, that was a 2-shot foul, so DeCam will get her second one here. It's up there, and the shot is no good. Misses them both, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Chelsea Morton with the rebound. Gets it away now to Brittany Wong, and she'll walk up the floor here. Under 5 minutes to go here in this one. Hastings looking for their second straight win after knocking off Nebraska Wesleyan on Wednesday. On the wing on the left side is Melissa Thompson. Lobs it inside to Zwiener. Zwiener dribbling, spins, puts it up there. Shot is up. It's going to be off of the right side. No good. Rebound to Cam. Gets it away on the far sideline as they get it to April Winnie. Gets the ball off the floor now. That's Holly Hagee. Goes for the basket. Her shot is up there and in. Holly Hagee takes it right to the hole and scores. She's got 12 points in the ball game. Hastings now leading by 11. It is 68-57. So a lot of time up there. 4.5 minutes to go. There's Brittany Wong. Again, she'll bring it across the midcourt stripe for Hastings College into the forecourt. Goes over here on the deep wing on the right side. That's Chelsea Morton. Now to Cammie Bruckman. To Morton, her pass deflected. Morton picks it up on the baseline. Now she's trapped down there. We got a timeout called here by Hastings as Chelsea Morton was trapped down in the corner. 4 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 68, Mount Marty 57.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
First final score of the day is in. Dakota Wesleyan has beaten Nebraska Wesleyan today in Lincoln. Final score of 81-53. Dakota Wesleyan 81, Nebraska Wesleyan 53. First final score in today. Hastings with a lead here, 68-57. Broncos will play things in. Chelsea Morton has got it, who hands the ball away to Brittany Wong. Brings it up on the wing on the right side. 2 seconds on the shot clock. Wong throws up a desperation shot. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out by Bruckman. Right into the hands of Wong. And a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here. Now the official is going to confer. And a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Holly Hagee of Mount Marty. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 4 on the Lancers. Hastings again will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Brittany Wong looking. Throws it out here to Bruckman, and a foul is going to be called again. Now we got a foul on Hastings. It's going to go on Thompson. Melissa Thompson picks up her fourth personal foul. So it's going to be Mount Marty playing the ball in here. So off of the inbound, Melissa Thompson picks up a foul there. 68-57. Hastings trying to hang on down the stretch here. They've got an 11-point lead. There's a Sutera with the ball. Gets it away to a Holly Hagee. Hagee left-handed dribble into the forecourt. The ball poked away again by Thompson, and a foul is going to be called. Melissa Thompson picks up her fifth personal foul. Fifth personal foul is going to be called on Melissa Thompson as the fans and everybody else gets on the officials over here. She fouls out with 3 minutes and 53 seconds to play. Going to the free throw line is going to be Holly Hagee. So Melissa Thompson fouls out with 2 points. Going to the free throw line is going to be Holly Hagee. So Thompson out of the ball game. Here comes Peterson back in. So two Broncos have fouled out of the ball game now, Williamson and Thompson. Going to the free throw line is going to be Holly Hagee. He's got 12 points in the ball game. This will be a two-shot foul. Now the Broncos are over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. This one is up there and in. Hagee now with 13. The Bronco lead is now 10 points at 68-58. As Holly Hagee will have one more here. Toes the mark, throws it up there, and the shot is good. Knocks down a couple of free throws. 68-59. Pressure now by the Lancers here in backcourt. Wong goes to Frankie Peterson. Her pass to the near side to Chelsea Morton. Morton gets away, dribbles it down the floor, stops, puts up a shot, good. Chelsea Morton now with 13 points in the ballgame. Hastings with an 11-point lead, 70-59. Here's April Winnie down the right sideline. Picked up there by Chelsea Morton out here in three-point territory. Winnie comes over to Alexa Berg. Berg drives the ball to the basket. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Out with pass goes to the far sideline to Wong. Gets the ball ahead, now to Bruckman. Stops and pops for three. Shot in and out, no good. Rebound battled for and is brought down here by Sutera. Sutera gets it to the midcourt stripe. That's going to be Alexa Berg with the ball, out to April Winnie. Winnie drives the ball down the lane, and a foul is going to be called on the way in. It's going to go on Chelsea Morton. Morton picks up her second personal foul here. So two fouls on Morton. Broncos over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. Going to the free throw line is going to be April Winnie. She has got 14 points in the ball game. She is 8 out of 9 from the free throw line. She'll have two more shots here. Again, the Lancers, the best free throw shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, as she knocks down a foul shot here. She's now 9 out of 10 from the free throw line. Mount Marty is a team hitting 72% of their foul shots so far this season. Winnie will have another one. Her shot is up there. The shot is good. So April Winnie knocks down a couple of free throws. The Hastings lead is back down to 9 points at 70-61. There's a pass up the floor. They get it to Cammy Bruckman. Bruckman down to Morton. She drives the ball to the basket. Shot is up there. It's no good. May have been fouled from behind. No foul there as the officials keep their whistle dangling. Now here's a pass that's going to be intercepted by the Broncos. Frankie Peterson drives into the hole, and he's going to have a shot blocked down, and a foul is going to be called on Alyssa Wedham. Wedham picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Going to the free throw line is going to be Frankie Peterson. Peterson with 2 points in the ball game. She has not shot a free throw today. 78% from the free throw line. 70-61. Hastings with a 9-point lead. Chana's up there. It's good. Hastings now with a 10-point lead. 71-61. And Hastings lost to this team up in Yankton. 80-67 earlier this season. End of the ball game now. It's going to be Taylor Forsch for Mount Marty. Checking out will be Wedham. Shot from the free throw line is going to be up there. No good by Peterson. The ball is brought down here by Sutera. 71-61. Hastings up by 10 points here. Down to 2 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the ball game. April Winnie with the ball. Winnie lobs it over here to Burt. Moves it down in the corner. A three-pointer thrown up there. It's going to be no good by Sutera. Rebounded on the weak side there by Brittany Wong. And Hastings will hold things up. Brittany Wong walks it across the 10-second line here as the Broncos burn some clock here. 2.5 minutes to go in the ball game. Hastings with a 10-point lead. Bounce pass goes down to the baseline. That's going to be Breckman. Gets it inside down to Zwiener. Spins, puts up a shot. No give, but she's fouled in the play. Zwiener will go to the free throw line. A personal foul is going to be called there on Sutera. That's going to be her second. And Laurel Zwiener, the product out of Pleasanton, Nebraska, goes to the free throw line. She's got 12 points in the ball game. He is 6 out of 6 from the free throw line today. And her son is up there. It's good. They'll get one more. Zwiener scored 11 the last time these two teams played. He got 13 so far today as she knocks down that first free throw. 72-61. Broncos have the lead. Here comes the next one from Zwiener. It's up there. It's going to be off of the mark. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound is loose and is finally brought down here by the Lancers as DeCam comes down with it. Gets it into the hands now of April Winnie. Winnie working on top there against Chelsea Morton. There's a forced three-pointer thrown up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Morton. Chelsea Morton has got it out of Brittany Wong. 2 minutes to play in the ballgame. Hastings with an 11-point lead, 72-61. There's Brittany Wong into the forecourt now for Hastings. Just across the midcourt stripe. Taylor Forsch right in her grill defensively. There's Brittany Wong. Wrap-around passes to get it out here to Breckman. Her pass to the wing is going to be intercepted. A turnover on Hastings coming back the other way. It's going to be Higgy. She drives it, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Breckman of Hastings. Tammy picks up her third personal foul. Going to the free throw line is going to be Holly Hagee again from Mount Marty. So Holly Hagee has got 14 points in the ball game. She'll have another 2 shots here. The shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. So Holly Hagee will have another one. The Lancers are back to within 10 points at 72-62 with a minute and 43 seconds to play here in this one. Holly Heggie's next free throw is up there. That one is good. So she knocks down a couple of free throws. Forsch comes out of the ball game now. Alyssa Wenham comes back in there. It's a 9-point lead for Hastings. A minute and 43 seconds to go. Hastings will play things in. That's a Brittany Wong. Double team here in backcourt. There's a pass down the near sideline to Zwiener. Gets it to Cammie Breckman. She's open. Takes the shot and scores. Cammie Breckman scores underneath the basket there. She has now got 27 points in the ball game for Hastings. A season high for her. Hastings now with an 11-point lead, 74-63. There's Berg driving to the basket. It's not going to be blocked out of bounds by Peterson. Frankie Peterson gets the block there. Out of bounds, so it's going to be Mount Marty playing it in right in front of the Hastings College student section down here. On the far end as they get things in to April Winnie. Back outside the ring. Now it's going to be Berg taking the ball to the right wing. Can't go up for the shot. Now to Wedham. Takes the ball in the lane. It's going to be deflected. Picked up here by Hagee. Hagee in the lane. Now to DeCam on the baseline. Shot is up and good. Allison DeCam scores there. She got 6 points in the ball game. 74-65. Hastings with a 9-point lead with a minute to play. Here's a Brittany Wong. Near sideline at Chelsea Moore. Now inside is Zwiener. Shot is up there. No good, but she draws the personal foul. They're working inside to Laurel Zwiener. There's a foul that's going to be called here on Hagee. That's going to be her second. And that's going to send Laurel Zwiener back to the free throw line. Zwiener 7 out of 8 from the line today. She's got 13 points in the ball game here for the Broncos. And her shot is up there. The shot is good. She'll get one more shot. Fouled in the act of shooting. 55.5 seconds to play. Hastings with a 10-point lead here over the Lancers at 75-65. This would be a huge win for the Broncos today. Next shot is up there. It is good. 76 to 65. Hastings now leading by 11. Here's April Winnie with the ball in back quarter. She'll bring things up against Chelsea Morton. April Winnie in the center of the floor now moves at the left side of the lane. Back out on top. There's a Sutera. Drives the ball into the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And a foul is going to be called from behind. It's going to go on Zwiener. Earl Zwiener picks up her third personal foul. Again, the Broncos over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. So this will be a two-shot foul. Going to the free throw line will be Sutera. She has got 4 points in the ball game. A field goal. 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Sutera's free throw is up there. Just barely draws iron. It is no good. She'll get another one. We're down to 44.1 seconds to play here in this ball game. Hastings looking for their 10th win in the conference here today. She misses that one, too. Just barely draws iron again. And the rebound comes down to Zwiener of Hastings, who hands it away here to a Brittany Wong in backcourt. Brittany up the floor, and she's going to be fouling the play. Alexa Berg just reaches out there and draws the personal foul. That's going to be her third. And that's going to send Brittany Wong to the free throw line. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings will be Josie Schaap. Checking out is going to be Frankie Peterson. 76 to 65, Hastings with an 11-point lead in this one. Brittany Wong to the free throw line. 12 points in the ball game. 9 of those have occurred here in the second half, and the shot from the free throw line is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Brittany Little. Little gets the ball into the hands of April Winnie. Now with 30 seconds to play, the Broncos have an 11-point lead. April Winnie, left side of the lane, drives it toward the goal. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's brought down there by Chelsea Morton of Hastings. Double team here in backcourt. The ball slapped out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. Now with 20.8 seconds to play. Cammie Breckman will inbound the ball for the Broncos down here. Breckman looking. Finally gets it into Zwiener. And Zwiener's going to be fouled into play there by Little of Mount Marty. So Brittany Little picks up her fourth personal foul. And we walk to the other end of the floor here for some free throws as Zwiener will go back to the free throw line. Laurel Zwiener so far today has got 15 points in the ballgame. Cammie Breckman is leading the way for Hastings. She's got 27 for Hastings, surpassing her previous high in this season of 23 that she put up against Briar Cliff this year. Shot from the free throw line by Zwiener is going to be up there and in. Zwiener now 10 out of 11 from the free throw line. She's got 16 points today. Brittany Wong has got 12. Chelsea Morton has got 12 points. So four players in double figures today for the Broncos. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. And the Hastings lead is now 13 with 20 seconds to play. Here's Holly Hagee down the center of the floor here for the Broncos. Hagee's going to drive the ball into the basket. Loses control. Picks it back up. Puts up a shot. It's going to be around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound Hastings. And the Broncos have just let the time expire. Hastings College is going to win it here this afternoon. 2 seconds. 1 second. This one in the books. Hastings College wins it today. Final score, Hastings College 78, and the Lancers of Mount Marty 65. A huge win for Hastings today in the conference as they continue to battle for conference seedings here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings will improve to 15 wins, 13 losses on the season. They will go to 10-8 now in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Mount Marty also 10-8 in the conference. The Lancers are now 16-11 overall. Hastings will have a game coming up on Wednesday against the Concordia Bulldogs. But a great win for Hastings today as they beat the Lancers out of Mount Marty by 13 points, 78 to 65. Back with a recap after this.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration.
Seely's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888. Or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena today. Hastings College women pick up a win in the opener over the Lancers of Mount Marty. Final score of 78-65. So the Broncos improving to 15-13 in the season, 10-8 in the conference. Mount Marty also 10-8 in the conference. Lancers dropped to 16 wins and 11 losses overall. Hastings fell behind early in this ball game. In fact, the Broncos were trailing 11-3 at one point. Hastings finally coming back to grab the lead at 17-16 with 11 minutes and 13 seconds to play in the first half. Tied up a couple of times at 19, also at 22 and at 24. Hastings then took the lead by halftime. It was 36-32 at the break. Hastings built that lead to as many as 19 points in the second half. At one point, 62-43. And they win it by 13 points at 78-65. So the Broncos picking up a big win here this afternoon in women's college basketball. Cammie Breckman, a career high today. 27 points in the basketball game for Cammie Breckman. She leads the way for Hastings. Laurel Zwiener came up with 17 points. Chelsea Morton had 13 points. And Brittany Wong had 12. So four players in double figures for Hastings today, led by a career high 27 points by Cammie Breckman. Other scores for the Broncos: Frankie Peterson had 3. Melissa Thompson had 2. Sierra Williamson had 2 points in this contest. Hastings ended up shooting 14 out of 17 from the free throw line, and they committed 13 turnovers in the basketball game. Mount Marty, they had plenty of chances from the free throw line today. They were 26 out of 38 from the line. That's about 68%. Lancers turned the ball over 14 times today. They were led by April Winnie as she comes up with 16 points in the ball game. Holly Hagee also had 16. 11 points for Brittany Little. The rest of their scores: Alexa Berg, she had 9 points. Allison DeCam, she had 6. 4 points for Raquel Sutera. And then 3 points for Taylor Forsch. Forsch was the 6th leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 14.4 points per ball game. And she has just 3 points in the basketball game here today. So Hastings College wins it by a score of 78-65 today. Final shooting numbers into the ball game: Mount Marty ended up hitting 18 out of 42 in the ball game today for 42.9%. Hastings hit 53% of their field goals. They were 29 out of 54 today. On three-pointers, Mount Marty was 3 out of 10 for 30%. Hastings was 6 out of 14 for 42%. Again, for the free throw line, the Broncos were 14 out of 17 for 82%. Mount Marty was 26 out of 38 for 68%. Rebounds, the Broncos ended up with 27 today. Mount Marty had 25. The Broncos with 5 offensive rebounds. Mount Marty had 5 offensive rebounds. The Broncos turned the ball over 13 times. Mount Marty had 14 turnovers. Hastings had 5 blocked shots in the ball game today and 6 steals. Mount Marty had 2 blocked shots and 6 steals. Leading rebounder for Hastings College in the ball game today was Chelsea Morton. She comes up with 6 rebounds. And the leading rebounder for the Lancers today was Holly Hagee. She had 5. And Raquel Sutera, she also had 5 rebounds in the contest today for Mount Marty. But Hastings College wins it today by the score of 78-65. The biggest lead in the ball game for Mount Marty was 8 points in the first half. And Hastings had a 21-point lead in the second half. Score was tied a couple of times. We had 3 lead changes, and the last one Hastings College hangs on to. The Broncos with a win today over Mount Marty by a score of 78-65. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll check in with Lance Creech, the head basketball coach for the Hastings College men's team, as we continue with Bronco basketball coverage today on 1230 KHAS.
We need power. Think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
It's the look in their eyes, the smile on their lips, and the big hug you get when you make your Valentine feel extra special with a Valentine's Day gift from Bob Sass Flowers. Hi, this is Dave from Bob Sass Flowers. Let us clue you into some of the latest Valentine's Day trends in gorgeous roses, colorful cut flowers, and unique gifts. But you'll see more when you visit our store, Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd in Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Order by phone at 402-462-2179.
1230 KHAS.
Just be Gary. Coming back in 3, 2.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.